Broadcasting since January 1999, you're listening to Rant Radio. Always commercial free, you're listening to Rant Radio.
I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now when all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen! If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell!
And welcome.
We're
to
live.
The What the Hell show on 2000
K plus
K
one.
K plus one.
Anniversary.
The real millennium.
The real millennium.
Oh, those people shut that
up. Actually give a fuck.
Not you that fake millennium that we had last year.
Fucking math nuts need to die.
No, you don't really have to be a math nut to know how to count.
The people who can count.
No. The people that said last year was the millennium are people that can count. The people that decided how to number our years can't count.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, yeah.
Let's go around the room.
Let's the turn of the millennium. This time around is going to be just as relevant as it was this time last year.
So, in any case, traveling around the room, what do
it's
we
also
have?
The two-year anniversary.
I don't know. Is your mic on?
Is my mic on?
Tonight is the two-year anniversary night.
It's on.
It is.
It's really
it
quiet.
Is.
Speak into your mic.
Oh, so in other words, my mic's not loud enough.
There we go.
Oh,
wow,
please,
really
stop.
The other room. We can really hear it in the other room.
There. We're going to have a little 5-second delay.
We have a party going on.
We have a live studio audience.
A fucking madhouse.
Madhouse, I tell you.
Insanity ensues.
I know. Let's go into the other room and kill everybody there.
No, let's not.
Leave the charge, Doc.
You leave the charge there.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
The show's not over until the fat man kills. Okay, so what do we got going on this evening? Let's go around the room.
We shall. Let me just bring up the webcam in the other room so they can see us. There they go. There it is.
Okay, as we go around the room tonight, we're going to discuss what we're drinking and who you are.
Okay. There we go. They can see us, I think, now.
Oh, my God. They're really listening.
They're actually listening to
the show. They're paying attention to us?
Who the fuck are these? These aren't like our
these
normal
people
audience.
People that not only pay attention to us, they've come to the show this time.
Yes, yes.
The really weird part is they're 30 seconds out of phase actually laughing at our lame-ass jokes.
On first we have Private Drexel.
No, it's the monkey.
Who had a small accident with the with a transporter.
He mixed his jeans with...
He went into his...
I teleported home one night with Ron and Sid and Meg. Ron stole Maggie's heart away.
I had a monkey, and I put him in school, and I made him take notes for me. And then I went and had to write my test for my notes, and my teacher gave me an F, because all I wrote was, I'm a monkey, and I like to eat bananas. Hip, hip.
Okay.
You know, wait.
What are you drinking, Sean?
Whoa, stop. Whoa.
Wait, no, it's not his turn yet.
Whoa,
nurse.
The monkey wrote, I'm a monkey and I eat bananas. Whoa. That's a pretty fucking good response from a monkey.
That is.
That's a self-aware statement.
Especially a stuffed animated monkey.
He didn't take proper notes.
Focus in.
But he did write something down. That's
who the hell
bad it wasn't English 12, because that would have got your ass a passing grade.
That's right.
In Compton. Okay, so what do we got?
Less than that got me a passing grade.
You did go to Tweedsmere.
Absolutely. Okay. Moving over, we have
Private Drexel.
You merely have to have your English teacher hate you enough to not want you back next year.
That's true. Okay, we got...
Why didn't I graduate every class then?
Because they were afraid of you. Okay.
Yes, and it's Private
Moving
Drexel.
Moving over to .com Girl.
Happy New Year.
And what are you drinking, Private Drexel?
Oh, what are you drinking, Private
Dr.
Drexel?
Dr. Pepper, if you can, I guess.
If I can get it.
There are some. In the other fridge.
We have a critical Dr. Pepper...
And I forgot my party shirt. There's
a critical Dr. Pepper shortage, though.
Moving over to .com Girl. Hi, .com Girl.
Hey
Looking
there.
Very girly.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, everyone.
Don't talk so loud.
Please.
We might hear you.
They might actually hear you.
Okay, I will get you.
Oh, my God, that horrible monkey-like growth.
Best Gene Simmons impersonation for the camera.
No, thanks.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, is this the girl whose tongue is like 4 inches long?
Give us some tongue.
I'm drinking water right now.
Come on.
Maybe later,
after you have two more glasses of water.
She'll loosen up.
She'll have like three glasses of water. She'll be all, you know.
Dancing on the table.
Hydrated.
High on HQ.
That was bullshit. No, you got to do it on camera. She stuck her tongue out. And that wasn't very good. You didn't do the waggle thing.
Dude, let's see the tongue.
Do it again. Waggle. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, for you. Okay.
A waggle is... That's
a waggle. Quit rubbing your leg.
I'm not rubbing my leg.
I'm rubbing Derek's leg. Oh my God, that's not his leg. Anyway,
Enki just scrub his eyeball.
Are you sure?
That won't help.
And next.
Once again, back in the studio after a long hiatus, the first Ronan Syriac. Somebody get me the seeing eye dog because I'm going blind tonight with my mic's hard on the neck.
My, what a wonderful singing voice you must have.
wearing a lovely navy color.
It's where Joe Cocker started from, eh?
It's Urban Assault, Ronan Syriac.
Urban Assault, there it is.
With Kung Fu Grip.
Only around his bottle.
It's Urban Assault liquor. It's Urban Assault of, like, Compton. Compton is the magic word tonight. Everything's all Urban Assault of Compton. Okay, so then we... Then we go over to...
The ever-sexy, ever-wonderful girl on the left.
After a long hiatus.
Yeah, I'm still fighting off a cold here, so...
Yeah, where the hell you been?
Show us your tongue!
No, you don't want to see my tongue.
Show us your tongue!
Tongue.
Show us your tongue.
Not going to work.
No, you don't want to see it, trust me. Anyways, I'm drinking water so that I can blackmail you all later.
Ah!
No, you'd have to have dignity for that. I gave up on pride and dignity a long, long time ago.
That was part of the restrictions for becoming a cult leader, wasn't it?
Yeah, so you have to have all dignity. Yeah. Actually,
pride,
I've
dignity, and morals.
All the dark one has all of my dignity. I don't have any more.
She keeps
it
in a box.
She keeps it in a
thimble.
Box, and yeah, she has.
She lets you look at it
along
every
with
day
your soul.
Along
keep
with
it from you,
my soul, and you know. Basic media.
So who is this that's taking up the screen?
Medic.
This is Ronan Medic.
Well, just saying hello to everyone out there once again.
And what are you drinking tonight, Ronan?
I'm staying clean and sober.
Oh,
thank
my
you
God.
Much.
You suck!
It's probably a good idea.
Are you a designated driver or what?
It seems as though someone has to drive all you Luddites home.
So
it
could be accidents.
He's the designated resuscitator.
Yes, yes. You really don't want me playing with an AED while drunk. Clear! Oh, sorry about your head.
Moving over to 200% sexy, yes.
Isn't it?
The night that it is named after.
After, yes. It was
2 years later.
Ago.
2 years later, and the projectile vomit man is more deadly than ever. Yes.
I ain't touching nothing.
No
more.
I like eating solid food, okay?
And keeping it down.
Yes.
Major.
What's going on?
Major peaking.
Major peaking. Well, let's fix that then.
Okay. Okay, everyone.
Excuse us all as we pause.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Difficulty. By the way, I like the fact that we can only see like half of your face.
It's artistic. There we go.
Okay, now over to
Dak, 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 Dak,
Dak, Dak, Dak.
Hello.
Dak.
It's your Uncle Dak, and your Uncle Dak has to leave at 7:30 because
of course
he works for a bunch of fuckheads. Can you say fuckheads?
Fuck.
Oh, by the way, no. Close up, close up, close up.
Close up. Pop a zit.
I'm ready for my close up.
Oh, there's your Gene Simmons. Oh, yes, all you girls up there. There's your shower material.
There's your screenshot.
There you go. You've got your diet material. Yes. Just like
diet material.
Every time you're hungry, just look at the photo and you'll never
eat it again.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thanks, Dr.
We have
Dr. issues. Our own personal Ron Jeremy.
And nobody said anything.
Horrible.
Horrible.
It sounds horrible.
You know why?
Are you saying it sounds horrible?
You're always turning your mic up.
I don't have the power to turn my mic up.
See that?
Sean. It's all the way across the room.
I'm going to turn
James
it down, man.
My fingers.
You always turn your mic up. You never
like
listen to
our
me.
Levels are
fine on the mixer.
Yeah, they sound good.
They're not. They're too high coming through the. They're fine through the headphones.
Maybe
that's post-computer. Okay.
When it's adjusted properly.
Okay.
Okay, let's not fascinate everyone. Over to Hoongan Enki.
Hoongan Enki.
By the way, even though your Uncle Dak is working, he is drinking.
I've turned it down some more.
Remember,
check
photos
again.
Are forever.
Photos are forever.
Okay, so I'm going to hurry up and say hola to all you New Year's drunken fools. I've been empty for 30 seconds or so, so I got to run again.
Yeah, okay.
If you can set me up, that'd be cool.
Good luck.
Okay, kick me in the nuts or whatever you like.
And
then, yes, sporting my professional hair is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying professional hair.
Oh, man, you got like the graduation wave going on.
I know.
Oh.
I got the big.
That's so 80s.
It is.
Sean.
I'm like doing
me.
The big.
We'll edit out the blemishes later. Post nice. Show
like,
some teeth.
Can't you run into the.
I get the really
the
good 80s.
Quick, I
ran,
ice,
so far away.
Flock of seagulls, why don't you relax out on
run into the bathroom, like spike it or something. Just get it wet.
No, I mean, you just calm
is
down.
Is it worse? Is it
more tolerable? You've got like Egon Spengler swirl going on.
I like Egon Spengler. Egon Spengler is the sex symbol of cult, I'll have you know.
For God's sake, don't
the one with the spiral hair from the cartoon show?
He is. I want somebody get me a picture of Egon Spengler. Gargoyle Race right now. I'm going to be calling out Gargoyle Races as I get more and more fucked up all evening because Sharkay.
If you have any decency, disregard his life.
Oh, fuck
right
that.
Now.
This is for the hardcore. I want all the gargoyles out there.
That would be
just
nice.
Are you fucked up? Are you looking for stuff on
maybe.
The net drinking? It'll be great. I want a photo of Egon Spengler, a good one.
Hey,
yeah, before the show's over.
Private Vexel will back up on this one, but by the end of the night, I guarantee I'll be doing a clan shift to the Cenobites as I drop my pants for everybody all over again.
The really terrible thing is that it's not the shot of his ass that's so disturbing. It's the little dangly bits between his legs.
The boys. Hang in there.
The boys. Does this feel like anything? Okay, so...
PVM, pass me one more Mike's Hard Lemonade. Reload.
And Sumerian.
I
looking
think
dark once
loaded,
again.
Who is not drinking because he's a vegan and he sucks.
Designated driver.
You're not going anywhere, you wussy!
He's not drinking because he's a vegan? What does alcohol have to do with it?
Alcohol is completely vegan.
No, I understand the progression. Vegans are wimps. He's not drinking. He's a wimp.
Okay. Pass he wasn't wimp. A vegan, say, what, 5 years ago?
That's right.
He
2 years ago.
He wasn't drinking 5 years ago either.
But he also wasn't a vegan, so that was excusable.
Okay. Now I'm a vegan non-drinker.
No, it's pretty simple. Window, he hasn't had alcohol like since he was born. Why start now? You cannot say you haven't had alcohol unless you haven't had... Well, you can say it. But you can't say it truthfully.
Did you ever have communion?
Had alcohol without,
did you ever go to the church and have that little red fucking thing they feed you? You know that thing?
No. Blood, yeah, blood, I'm blood. Sure I've eaten that.
Aha! You have blood. Fucking drank
What's
then.
Wrong with
no,
that?
No,
it's wine,
they don't give you
wine.
No, they don't give you wine.
Actually, ready thing is not wine.
No, that's called Eucharist, which is not. But
you don't drink
some,
the wine till you're
some
older.
Some Catholic yeah. and some Christian versions,
I
they do give you wine.
They give me water.
Where's the big Roman Catholic church where they do that shit? Where do they prepare that? We
what,
put
they dip
acid
you?
And all those
no,
little...
Oh, get some acid in the Eucharist.
Yeah, acid?
Oh, yeah.
Be like,
no.
No. Oh, that's very biblical. It's very biblical. That's why they all wear those fucking hats. The Jews, all those really, like, really Islamic Hezbollah motherfuckers, they all got, like, those big hats on to simulate mushrooms.
But I'm not Roman Catholic.
That explains how he went, this is my body, eat of it and whatever, and they all bought it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what we got to do is...
Oh, man, I'm eating his flesh. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. We
got to... flesh. That's the ketchup.
We gotta sneak into all these Roman Catholic churches and put acid in all the Eucharist. Could you imagine that? Halfway through
oh,
the service? Especially some Southern Baptist one, you know?
Gets really good.
Yeah, Southern Baptist Catholics, yeah.
Well, okay, well,
as you're
that's when you time
it. They're shooting
that's
at
when
you
time it. You put a flashlight on your head and one of those helmets that you drink out of both sides and you walk run in there naked wearing, like, you know, cowboy boots and you're like, woo! Woo! You know, everybody has a different experience. You know? It'll do leaps and bounds for their faith, man.
A little kid
they'll be all over that shit.
Communion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Jesus wore cowboy boots.
They'll go there every week.
Yeah, they'll take the kid that we won't know. We'll think it's the Eucharist, and it's actually, you know, we put 500 sheets of, like, high-power blotter acid into, like, the child's baptismal bath. They, like, immerse the kid. The kid comes up, and he's like, wait, you can't baptize
okay,
me here.
Let me get this straight. You're talking
about,
you're
second,
talking about getting
he
a bunch of Southern
pain.
Baptists on acid and jumping in front of them naked wearing cowboy boots and a little halo thing. This is Southern Baptists.
And
look at Satan! Bam!
Yeah.
You will not make it off stage,
no,
motherfucker.
A gun in every belt.
No, what you do is you get the Southern Baptists jump out there with just the cowboy boots and the little halo and the flashlight on your head, and then you crank
it.
Primus through the Winona's Big Brown Reaver. Oh, my God, they'll have nightmares for months. Holy shit, it'll probably do them a world of good. It'll be like, you know, it's just a fascination for them. They'll be, like, touching themselves. And or X. How about acid and ecstasy? Has anybody ever crossed those two?
Oh, I'm
sure
there are.
He has.
But
know,
we
I mean,
weird.
Acid and ecstasy, does that mean like you hallucinate about some super sexy chick and then you fuck her?
Why don't we ask a Cenobite?
Ask
yes.
a Cenobite.
Ask a Cenobite.
No.
What?
Has anyone in our studio audience or on our home
actually, we should get people in the other room to come to the door and line up one by one, and we'll introduce them. And yeah, can you go do that, Drexel?
Actually, we just announced it since they're listening.
Yeah. They'll come.
if you announce it, they will come.
We can probably go through the IRC really quick because
there's
not...
no one here.
What are they doing? Do they have lives?
Well, that's pretty cool that they're here with us.
Yes, they do.
Okay, what we got?
Thank you for joining us.
Marion, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Shovel.
Some chick.
Some chick.
It's the dark one.
It's the dark one.
The dark one. Hello.
Okay, right now, here,
Clark's like, fuck, we're down 17 viewers from last year. What's going on?
Wait.
20% of our audience.
Hello, it's...
Wait, we're
going to
get everyone on camera.
Oh, yeah. Dark One, come back. We need you.
Woohoo! Tim's armpit. This is like a bad episode
Please?
Of Cops.
bad audience, what you going to do?
No, that comes later.
He saw my television. He saw my television.
I went to school for 5 years to do this. And it shows.
Good job, Tim.
Adrienne's getting hammered, I can tell. She's really laughing.
Hello, this is Quoth. My New Year's resolution is to try and cut down the amount of talking that I do on this show and let somebody else have the mic for a change.
Hey, Quoth.
Shut up, Quoth.
Say tits for Smokehouse.
I will not say tits. For the last time, I will not say tits or cunt or any other word like that.
He's home all alone tonight. You know what he's doing.
And we have Nomad Drell.
Hello, everybody. This is Nomad Trail with a slight bit of a cold, but here nonetheless.
And the fangs to boot. Smile for the camera, dear.
Nice fangs. Oh, yeah. And tongue ring. Perfect. Next.
Help.
Hello, I'm Vampire
Pick up your crucifix. Vampire Creep with his full vampire fangs. Big smile. There we go. Thank you. Come again.
Come again.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, what the hell is that?
Some big freak. Hey, where's your sword, wacko? No sword tonight. No
show him what you got. Show him what you got, baby.
Yeah, Nomad Centaur.
Bearing the brand.
Bearing the mark, yes. Nomad, which
so turn your head a little bit.
That? Turn a little bit.
Other way.
There we go. We got the. There we go. They can see it. They can see it. There we go. Got it? There, yeah, they got it. All right. There we go. So that's the.
Great headshot.
He shaved the Cult K into the back of his head.
Oh, God. Here goes the neighborhood.
Hey, it's Crazy Redhead.
Crazy Redhead here?
Finally here.
Okay.
It only took
thank
years.
You. Come again.
Come again.
There we got.
On. Ominous Animus, and my resolution is to stop hurting people and just kill them outright.
Attaboy.
You didn't say your line.
Get over here, bitch.
He's here in person.
So you're supposed to always say it.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
That's
and
Lyle.
Who are you, young man?
Lyle from Erase.
My name is Lyle, and I'm from Erase.
Lyle from Erase.
I know that, but...
Okay, thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
And who else is here?
He dared show his face again.
And then we have the ringleader.
Of course I won't show my face.
You
never.
Have to come in here.
Never.
No, for sure. Give us a hand or something. We can't even fingerprints off of that.
It was...
Speak to the hand.
It's a ringleader.
It was all the
ringleader. Ringleader? Well, is he wearing any rings?
I'll go see if anybody was skipping out.
It's a different kind of ring.
Yep.
If you have skipped out, the almighty hairpiece has not decided to show his face.
Oh, no.
He's still in hiding.
Slap him around and drag his ass in here.
Hair. Get your Babylon 5 watching ass in here.
Wow, that's like so Batman. No.
Comfortable, don't do nothing. Wow. Be shy.
I'm watching
just hiding the other hair pieces.
Okay, fuck him.
No, oh, you're upside down. Hang on. Hang on, Censor.
Quick, grab all the money out of his pocket.
We'll take all his digital money. Chris, he doesn't have any digital money. Wow, this gin and tonic's really starting to kick in here a little bit.
You had one. You noticed, huh?
You had one.
What's that?
You had one.
Yeah, but it was like a 50-50 mix.
Oh,
I'm
like, my.
I'm not really up on this whole how to mix drinks thing. It's kind of...
Yeah, this whole New Year's thing really took me by surprise, actually, this year.
And there, the hand of God is now on camera.
And now we have the hand of God. What's the matter with you? Never seen a hand of God before. What the fuck is going on? Okay, so let's talk about the news.
Is there any news? Does any news?
No, there is no news.
There is no news.
Except for there is one piece of news.
Nothing has happened. We suck. Go down. Get it all, baby. Okay, well, let's generate news on the fly.
I've got news on the fly.
What's going on?
Involving the studio.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is the last broadcast from Langley, British Columbia, Canada. We'll be in Tawasin, or Sawasin, as it's properly pronounced.
Oh, that's it.
British Columbia, Canada.
The world's largest Indian burial ground.
And it's a good thing that you're on, the third floor?
Shut up. Really?
Third floor. When the big one hits, it's going to sink with Richmond.
It is the
that's
world's
right.
largest
why is the
Indian
door shut now?
Ground?
It's going to get
well,
very, very hot.
They got a hill in the middle of a river delta. Come on, right. Figure it out.
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. You remember when we all took you out for that fateful, horrible day called known as your stag?
Yes.
Well, you realize that the back 40 part of the field was actually all Indian burial territory, and if you strayed off past the boundaries of the field, you were on dead Indians?
Really?
Well, you're probably on dead Indians
right
on this
now.
Side of the field, too. It's just you're not allowed to be on those dead Indians.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
What are they yelling out there?
That's why I closed the door.
And this will be... Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Me. What's your name?
My name is Sumerian. What's your name again?
Where's Sean?
Sean?
I'm here.
Right next to me.
It's Nomad Elmo.
Hi, it's Sean. Who's this?
Elena.
This is Elena?
Elena.
Elena, how old are you, Elena?
I put in Jack.
What's that?
It's a show, Pang.
Pang. Well, suddenly...
Is this Babs' kid?
Yeah,
that was my daughter.
That was Babs' May? How old is Babs' May?
How old is Babs' May? That was my daughter. That was little Elena.
And how old is she?
She is 4, and she has been walking around the house. She has been walking around the house all night long, saying, "Hit you in the face with a shovel, pang."
Wow, that's so wrong on so many levels. Like, I'm so going to hell.
Had to call in before she went to bed and before I got too drunk.
Well, it's 9:24 there, I guess.
Yeah, it's 9:25.
9:25. All right. Close enough.
Okay, I'm going to go get a gin and tonic. You got the Cenobite page up, Babs.
Yes, I got the Cenobite page up, and I also got a page up for Farble.
Oh, for Farble, yes.
Yes, I saw that.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, and a lot of thanks goes out to APOC for helping me out with learning tables and cleaning up my code.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Filthy code.
Filthy, filthy, dirty code. Dirty code. Say it's dirty code.
Filthy, bad, dirty code. Needed.
Filthy. Spank the code. Spank it. Spank that code. Spank it like a Cenobite. Okay.
The child, remember, in the room.
That's a racing tank.
She's played all of the rants for the kid.
Oh, that kid is warped.
Yeah, that kid's like going to be like, she's going to grow up with
something.
She'll
be the terror of the playground.
No, you know that chick?
No, it's like a virus, right? if you get it when you're young, it makes you tough and strong.
That's right. She's going to want to be that, she's going to be that crazy, sexy bitch from the Star Trek who becomes like the leader of Borg. That's going to be Elena, right on.
Hey, watch that. That's my daughter.
That's all good. It's all good. It's good stuff. She's the leader of a conquering race. That's fine. All right, babe, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Excellent.
Pang for Uncle Sean.
Pang. I hit you in the face with a shovel. Pang.
I'd like to now say this recruiting drive has gone one step too far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have reached the dirty level.
Hearts and minds. Hearts and minds.
Kindergarten.
Get them young.
Did I talk about this a couple weeks ago? You got to win the population over.
Yeah, that's absolutely it.
So tonight is sort of a retro look back at What the Hell, partly.
It is?
And, well, it's a two-year.
It's a good reason to
No, I don't have any
drinks.
Have you done anything at all?
No, we're just going to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
And play some old intros and play some old promos. Which is fun.
Can I interject?
You can.
When you have a break,
yes.
Go around to the IRC because we got...
Oh, the IRC!
Right.
We'll do that now.
Holy Dio, Small Cows, Cenobite Haze. Saru is gone, Soul Reaper, The Oracle, Hunter Onion, Urbanite Type X, Linux, RX, Paradox, Breaker One, Kexler, C-Babs, Rooster, Cyber Samurai, STOA, Gone Crazy, Marvy, Music Grounded, No Man Half Elf, Not, Evil James, Plastic, Skinny, Cossack, Starway, Tenshi, Waiju Karma, Romeo Balcony, Studio Audience.
Which is out there.
Oh, right on.
In the other room.
And Vampire Drizzt, Zach B.
So the studio audience has their own IRC. Those are people in the other room listening in. So if you want to talk to them.
Talk to anybody. They
may or may not type back to you, depending on how drunk and how literate they are.
Absolutely.
You may get random keys.
All right, so while we cue something up, I'm going to go get another thing.
Shakespeare.
Lots of monkeys, lots of keyboards, nothing more to say.
Something will come of it. Let's see if we can find something here. So it is 2 years... that I started this.
2 years
about
ago.
About 2 years ago. This is the closest Sunday to 2 years ago.
This stupidity
January
started.
3rd, 1999. And it was just Drexel and myself and some of Sean's rants. And we did our show every day. And it
for
was silly.
The first 4 days of the
movie. Actually, I think if you have a promo that's set up, the Conan promo is probably describes the whole story better than you guys could.
Yep.
I don't think it can describe it better.
No, I've heard you speak. Yeah, it could.
You know, Drex.
Did I show you my new Christmas present?
Drex senses he's been insulted, but isn't sure how.
Okay, Monkey Boy is a weapon.
A projectile weapon, no less. Phrase was a weapon used.
So this might be the promo that really explains it. I'm not sure. So here it is.
Are you touching your monkey?
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then came State of the Station with Sumerian, and it was bad. Soon after came What the Hell with Drexel, and it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone. They combined forces. And it was good.
From Sunday night from 9 to 11.
The following is a public service.
No, we won't play that again. So, yeah, it was, of course, from 9 to 11 before. It was kind of late.
9 to 11.
9 to 11.
Long ago, when the oceans drank Atlantis.
So that, of course, was from Conan the Barbarian.
The shitty movie that wasn't as good as Soldier.
Don't get him started.
My favorite promos are the ones usually when the authorities are trying to storm the studios. They're good.
Yes.
The reason why I keep on saying that everybody knows that Conan was better than the movie Soldier. It's just it makes Drex all crazy when I say that it is. So I'm just going to get everyone to. What's your ICQ number?
I don't know. It's safer that way. You can torture me. You can pull my fingernails off. I won't be able to tell you because I honestly don't know.
I'm going to find out what your ICQ number is, and I'll have every member of Cult ICQ message saying, Sean's right.
Soldier was better.
Yes. And all the Christians in the world will tell me that Jesus exists.
No, they'll say he did exist.
No, he exists in heaven.
Right now.
Oh, well, yeah, we could get
into they'll still be wrong.
There's cross-dimensional things that happen.
Excellent.
Anyway, what do we got? So that was an older promo. Can I get one of those mice hard off of you after I'm done this gin and tonic? I'm just stacking. I'm sort of like when I put all my pizza on one plate, I like to have my drinks queued up.
And we have
what are you going to give the first Ronin in return?
A gin and tonic.
Okay.
It's the barter system.
It's the barter system. And, oh, my God, they're pretty mighty. You want to try this one?
Better than a chicken and two bushels of hay.
I think I'd feel ripped off if my drink was just a glass of clear liquid.
Glass of clear liquid.
Like, there's no...
You need some color, some umbrellas,
no
or twirly straws, at least.
To indicate that this is not water.
Yeah, so somebody doesn't accidentally pick it up,
holy
such
fuck,
as me.
It's a communal Eucharist here.
Drink
this.
The holy liquid.
Here, like,
that's good, like a kick in the head.
That's pretty,
I have some early what the hell intros. They suck, and here they are.
Okay, here we go.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Drexel, the guy who just won't shut up. And here he is, Drexel.
This is Rant Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is this Rant Radio?
It most certainly is.
Well, what are you guys talking about tonight?
You know, stop. It's Sunday night, and it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
You've guessed it. It's time for the What the Hell Show. If you don't like what we're saying, tell us about it on the IRC, Internet Service, Rant Radio Channel, or ICQ us at 51-558. You can also call us toll-free at 604-533.
This is by the Fuji.
Dream Warriors.
604-533-9191. We'll pick up the bill and send you the dime in the mail.
Yeah, that was right there by Dream Warriors. That video.
And now it's time for the What the Hell Show with Drex and Sumerian.
Yes, in the beginning, it was just Drex and me.
That was an excellent promo. First one was,
it was
a big pile of shit.
Well, it was just like, here it is, promo. Getting .com
and
girl drunk, huh?
And at
thank
some
you
point we have to play the epic promo? What was it?
The epic super uber super long promo. The beach one.
At its
that
time,
wasn't the long promo. The long
that's
promo.
Really
but
long.
The one
for
that
at
I did,
time it was
where I'm
massive
yelling and the cops kicking the front door.
Oh,
that's the longest
my God
promo.
We have to play that, though. That's
that
amazing.
That's
amazing. Sean goes
yelled
nuts for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I yelled straight, no breaks, for 2 minutes in one take. About nothing. I'm standing in the hallway by myself with
the
mic on the
other
side of the
door.
I hear this thing, it's a fucking... And if you listen, I talk about Mumia Abu-Jamal, and I say I've got...
Throwing suitcases out the window.
The cops are coming in, so I'm like, that's okay, I know some friends from Roswell. I promised them 50 liters of strawberry ice cream and all this kind of shit. I'm like, oh, I'm completely fucking hawk. It's awesome.
Let's see. We're going to play
I have a question for all of those listeners out there. How much did drugs play an important part of the early foundation of What the Hell?
A lot, because the only listeners were the ones on drugs.
Oh, okay, right.
You know what the funny thing is the first gin and tonic's actually kind of hard and a little bitter. After the first one, it gets a little funky.
That's because your tongue
smooth.
Is numb.
It's kind of sweet, and your tongue gets that cool kind of British feeling.
It's just like killing people.
As long as your teeth don't get that cool kind of British feeling.
You get that I don't get that.
ugly British dentistry?
What's that?
Ugly British dentistry?
Oh, that was one of those clever... That was one of them there clever jokes.
Yeah, we'll talk about those later in the show.
Okay, right on.
It only gets funnier as you get drunk.
Do they come with instructions?
Yeah, exactly.
This end up.
He's a happy monkey.
We're going to play
a happy monkey. Why don't we play that
really
one now, then?
Really old rant.
The old rant? Oh, which one is it? These old rants are so bad because it's such a total grab bag. I'm like, you know, high on crack doing
a really, really, really bad one.
I hate the color blue. Blue sucks.
They suck. I hate people who
the one
blue.
We talk about just about every show. Not talk about, but talk about the topic. Child porn.
Oh, my God.
Sean Kay's first rant on child porn.
Yeah, this is a little bit more...
Warning.
This is purely for entertainment value.
It is only.
Yeah, this is all like...
humor.
Fun
comedy.
And games.
Yeah.
It's comedy. It's comedy.
It's all comedy.
It's all fucking comedy.
We'll play a disclaimer after. It's all comedy.
It's all disclaimer
just
comedy.
Just poking fun.
You bet.
Here
poking
it is.
Fun with a 2x4.
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Windows closed. Okay, it's child pornography time. Yes, we're going to talk about the good old child porn that exists on the net. Recently, laws were just passed in BC that said it's okay to have child porn. Federally and by the law, you're allowed to look at little pictures of little six-year-olds hanging their dicks out and abuse children. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Real organization. Look it up. With any effort... Get a membership list. Find out who's a member of that thing. Then go to their homes and burn the fucking things down. If you find people out there, Sean Kennedy says, kill pedophiles. That's right. Don't maim those motherfuckers. Kill them dead. Kill them. Take them out in the street. Put a pickaxe right between their fucking head. You like that? Have another one. Yeah, it's good to go. You know you love it. You know it's good. It's natural selection. It's the right thing to do. It's like porridge and sex. You go, eat some porridge, have some sex, go kill yourself a pedophile, and giggle about it while you sleep. Do you really think there's a jury on this planet that would convict you? I myself could snipe Clifford Olson, and I would get a fucking handshake and a key to the city. Give me a break. Nobody likes child porn, so if you're a child pornographer and you're listening to this radio station, first of all, hide. That little red dot that's circling around your head, yeah, that's somebody from Rant Radio, and they want your fucking nuts on a platter. They ought to do, like Dennis Leary said, man, put you in a city square with a big sandwich right on your stark naked body that says, I carry a torch for kids who carry candles. It's a fucking fact. You are a moron, you're a sick piece of shit, and the kindest thing you could possibly do for society to remove yourself for your sins is to go get your whole head in front of the shotgun and just squeeze off around. And if you don't have the nuts to do it, you can contact me at www.rantradio.com because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of the prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out.
Well, okay, maybe.
This will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Okay. Yeah, so we were a little bit more liberal back in the days when we had more listeners and more people in the studio than listeners.
Yeah, when no one was listening, we didn't give a fuck.
We said everything.
We talked about what was some of the things we just discussed?
Oh, it was shit like Light Jewel on fire.
And Sheriff John Bunnell.
We wanted his head. We
Sheriff
actually
John
mailed to us.
Oh,
we
yeah.
gave the address out for it.
I think the offer was something like $50,000 Rant Radio. I still not have not designed those Rant Radio dollars.
Not redeemable anywhere.
Yes, they're just...
We get the head, we'll make them.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, we'll be making them all right. I'll be making fucking license plates and rant radio dollars.
In jail.
In jail.
In
hello.
Jail.
What the hell? It's Sean, and I'm in fucking jail. Look at here.
Hey, Skip, how you doing?
Oh. Yeah, not just be the thing. Got your new cellmate. But you're a surprise, motherfucker.
Remember me.
Remember me. Yeah, yeah, send me money. Remember me. Yeah, I got you books, too. Remember me? Slam, slam! Fucking, oh yeah.
That's a big pain.
Cut your head off and feed you like a fucking ferret.
Can we do something about him?
What? Skip?
Yes.
He's handled.
Oh.
Nightly by inmates.
I like that. It's better when you squirm.
That's what I understand.
Move a little bit, goddamn.
He likes that kind of thing.
What's that?
He's a Cenobite.
But I understand Skip likes that kind
maybe
of thing.
Maybe enjoy his stay in jail.
You know, if I was getting raped every night in jail, I think I'd eat nothing but chili peppers. that big ring of fire going on, so some guy gets like the erect member and tries to cram it up your ass and just, like, taps some burns all over his dick. I mean, it's a small penance, but, you know. You're like, hey, man, you don't want to fuck Kennedy up the ass, man. I fucked him up the ass, man. My dick was on fire for days, man.
Hey,
fucking days,
too, man.
Of course, anybody who smells my farts, I just eat nothing but, like, caps and peppers and McDonald's. And, like, they'd be like, oh, it'd be bad. It'd be just like, boom, and his hips would be explode. He'd fall in two pieces. Nothing like a stinky Bernie dick for you. Anybody else want a piece of this ass? Anyone else? Got these butt cheeks right here.
Going cheap.
Anki's going to die.
Whoa.
Puking pina colada while we talk about...
Are you going to finish that?
Have some strength and defense systems. Yes, it's all...
And he's not comfortable with penises going to men's asses.
Well, I'm not comfortable with it either. This is why I force feed myself like Dave's Insanity sauce.
I'm totally comfortable with it as long as it's not my ass.
You're only gay if you receive. That's the idea here. All right,
yes,
so
that's true.
That came out wrong.
It went in just right wrong, way? Too.
Okay, so if anyone wants to know, Enki's a top. All right, so what do we got going on with...
The police visit that we were talking about.
Oh, the police.
Sean goes nuts for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God, this is, like, way too long. Way too long. Play it.
But it's very cool.
Oh,
listen to what Sean says in the background.
Actually, right. we have just the rant.
We have the solo.
We have the solo. We should play that later. Or do you want to play... You know, we'll play the rant, and then
yes.
We'll play the solo.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Here's promo police visit.
Rant Radio is live, as it happens. All DJs are guilty, period. Forget a court of law.
Hello, is this 3759?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, you would be O'Brien, James Douglas,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's right.
SIN number 727056491.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Excellent, Mr. O'Brien. We have to step into your apartment for a moment.
Don't you need a search
no,
warrant?
Don't mind that. What it is we've had some complaints in the recent weeks of individuality, free thought, that type of thing, creative influence. And we're following up on reports that say that it may have been coming from this area.
No, not from here.
And we need to know, have you seen any of that at all?
Oh, no way.
Well,
no,
we
sir.
Think
no,
that, you sure you haven't seen any at all? Nothing
no,
in
no,
the area at all?
No, nothing at all, I swear.
So if we, you know, search your place right now, we wouldn't find anything at all?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, oh my, who's that fellow over there?
That's rather excitable, doesn't he? That's Sean. That's
how you doing, citizen? Good to hear.
Don't mind him.
He's a... hope he's not dangerous or anything, is he?
No, he's perfectly fine. He's okay.
That's good. He should definitely be taking his medication. I hope his boss and my supervisor has been issuing the correct dosages to keep him to be productive and making sure he's reaching attainable goals.
Oh, yeah. We get him
in any case, yeah. So you've seen nothing in the area at all?
No, nothing.
You have no harmful matter here?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Okay. How about you, sir? You live here as well?
Yes, I do. What are you doing
here? No problems of any type? You haven't seen anything questionable in the last little while?
No.
Either one of you aware of any thought crimes
no,
that could
no.
be committed in the last 6 to 8 months?
No.
No? Yourself?
No.
Would
no,
you
no,
be
no.
willing to submit to probes for such thing?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
You folks been taking any type of pharmaceuticals? You been drinking at all?
No.
No?
No, sir.
and nothing legitimate, I hope. I hope you're all, you know, taking your regular medication. Wait, wow, that fellow's really quite upset, isn't he?
Oh, he's okay. Don't mind him.
Wow. He's not, he hasn't caused you many problems, you know, because we can take him with us if you want.
No, no, he's fine.
Because I'm definitely sure we can find something for him.
No, he's fine.
No, you should be fine.
All right, then. But, so, you've seen nothing questionable in the last little while? Nothing at all?
No,
nope,
sir.
No problem.
Very quiet.
Either one of you felt like your rights have been violated at all in the last little while?
No, sir.
No,
sir.
Individual issues?
No, no. I'm okay. Fine. We're fine. We're fine.
Well, we'll check this one off then. And should there be any problems and you need to have any help, throw this card through your phone there and we'll be able to get back to you.
Sure.
Okay, and you be good in there, sir. Yeah, be good now. We'll be back soon. And don't cause these good folks any trouble now. Yeah, yeah. Remember, we're really your friends, you know. We'll be here for you if you need us. Absolutely. Yeah, okay then.
Oh, yeah, then we'll leave. And just bear in mind that we're here for you, and eh? We're the good guys. Right on. Bye-bye.
And now
okay,
what Sean
now
said.
Now this is just that screaming fit. This is all one. This is all just the screaming fit before we mixed it down. So everybody wants
quiet,
like a little bit of
it.
Sean just going wiggy. Get ready with the digital record now.
Here
we go. This was long.
Oh no. Okay, that doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
It's really super quick.
Well, how do you make it?
You're a fucking chipmunk.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind hearing the chipmunk version.
Okay. Here it is.
I'd vote for it. It's a really evil hamster dance.
Even better like this.
So whoever cares out there, they can record that, slow it down, and listen to what it says.
Yeah, I go all crazy.
Oh, my God. Sean was a backup singer on the hamster dance.
Is that beautiful or what?
Oh,
I
could
just
pain.
See, you know what I'm seeing right now? I'm seeing Prophet like Tenshi going and making like an ambient trance mix with that like
it's like the right radio version of the hamster dance. It's like really heavy behind it.
Oh, oh yeah, we'll put Ministry's dance. Fucked from the box set edition behind that.
That of course is what Sean sounds like to people on Quaaludes.
that's actually what Sean sounds like on Quaaludes as well. But
actually,
no.
The reality is we slowed down Sean for this program. He sounds like that all the
time. He's pre-recorded.
Yes, yeah, so I'm a pre-recorded Sean. Anyway, so what do we got going on tonight?
Well, we're giving away.
Isn't that kind of that Hunter S. Thompson kind of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas sort of slingshot thing going on? You know, it's like, ooh.
Wow.
You know, you're like, oh, we're going to give some shit away!
Oh, my God, the biggest prize ever.
Okay, now we can't give it away to anybody in the studio.
No, nobody
so
in the studio.
Everybody in the other room.
Or nobody
we
really
you
know
should
either.
Should have stayed at home.
Should have stayed at home. Too bad.
Okay, so what is going to be the question?
It's going to be really hard and a couple of questions. And they have to answer all of them right.
Oh, okay.
And we have to think
wow,
of them. We're going to play
how
something.
How can you afford this?
How can we afford this?
Okay,
we have a budget of nothing.
Let's tell them what we're going to give away.
We are giving away a PMP3, Pimp 300, Diamond Rio portable music player. And this plays MP3s. Hook it up to your computer. This was donated by Red 5.
Yeah, so it's actually like we're actually giving away an MP3 player.
Wow.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't get that.
Why don't you get
it? It was all cool
none
when we were giving away
it.
Shit that we didn't want. But
none of us
like,
get
want
to stay here and watch and look
so,
at the thing and wish.
It would suck to be a radio DJ, man.
Giving
cool
away so much
away all
trips.
Yeah, I've got Manson tickets to give
yeah,
away.
Man.
I got front row.
I
got
to work
whatever.
That night.
I got front
wrong,
yeah, like,
man.
They don't go to any of those.
Those guys get fucking free tickets and everything.
They do.
Like, I'm a radio DJ. You recognize my voice. Give me a blowjob.
Half the time, you know, they're playing in a format they don't even like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many times do these people bounce?
And here we go.
Western
M&M.
Station, the pop station.
All right. So anyway, what's gonna be? We're gonna play something.
So
or
we're
what?
Gonna give it away. I don't know how much memory this has on it.
No, who gives a fuck? They're getting
what?
It.
Free.
60 minutes of digital quality music.
Oh, digital 30, quality.
32 megabytes.
Why isn't there any analog quality?
Digital quality. So it's an MP3. It's a digital MP3. That's
as opposed to those analog MP3.
Yeah, that's
sort of
like those digital plug and play computer headphones I got my dad for Christmas.
Digital headphones.
Plug and play. Plug and play headphones. Can you believe it? They didn't require their own drivers.
No drivers for those.
I'm going to hurt myself now. Alrighty, so
everything's plug and play. Just slap that sticker on there.
Let's talk about what are we going to play to...
What are we going
to
play next? Well, we got a whole bunch of old promos and old rants and some Muzz.
And all right, well, play...
The alcohol
play
is kicking in, folks.
Play the Monster Truck promo, and then we'll play... what's another good promo? We'll put one of my rants in there. One of my good rants. Put the banana rant there.
Play
the banana rant.
We just played that like a couple weeks ago.
Put that fucking banana
Put the banana rant in. Don't make me slap you.
Right up your ass. In a very caring
Not again.
Please, let
me leave.
Later we'll play Cookie Monster with Sim. Cookie. Cookie. Okay,
no.
So.
Monster Truck.
Monster Truck.
Every night, every day,
Surgical
it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the front steps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives.
Monster trucks.
Mecha. Giant squid. Things that go bump in the night.
Large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Hey! Hey!
She wants to hear the.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking... Where are we at? We're the Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim, in his vegetarian glory, has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there, and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit, and I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sim's and my shit. Which I had all in there. And we get up to the till and we're all rocketing through there, and of course there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till.
It's
firing through the till, oh my god. And I've got to get my shit off of that side counterboard, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermart, you know, happiness awaits you down at the stuff mart. And I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go, and I look back and I see some bananas. I see those same bananas, and I go, wait, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure. And then this old guy behind me goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, I'm pretty sure those are my bananas. I said, are you sure those are your bananas? And he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. I'm like, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. Then I start walking away and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razz on them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because I know he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just to let you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Dead air.
Dead air. Fuck, I hope we didn't lose any of our listeners.
Can we play Surgical Strike?
We shall play Surgical Strike.
Okay, well, we got our questions that people have to answer.
I don't even think anyone in the other room knows,
but anyway.
Almost.
What do you mean almost?
I want one more. No, they can collaborate in the IRC and stuff.
Bullshit.
This has to be hard.
You're going to have to work together.
What day of the week is
it? Nobody in the IRC works together. What are you, insane?
I've got a question.
I've got a good question.
Okay.
What's a good question?
This is going from way back.
Okay.
What retail establishment did the chicken work at?
We're going to play that thing next, though.
Well, like, you can't play it next.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Because that's actually a pretty tough one.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's one of the questions. I'll write it down.
Okay. So, well, all right. I guess. Well, it's one of the three fucking questions, so they can start asking.
Okay. We'll have that question and the other ones.
Oh, well, great. What are the other questions? We can ask them now.
I'll post in the IRC. What is the name
what
of
if they're
Sim?
They're not in the IRC and they want to follow.
I'm gonna say them too.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What is the name of Sumerian's original show? Nobody say anything. On Rant Radio. That was way back.
On Rant Radio. Oh, I thought you meant the
other
show.
No, when it was in Calgary.
When you were on KCTS-9.
Yeah, I was doing that cooking show.
Yeah, it was dinner with Sim.
I did that drive for you.
Yeah, and he goes, tonight we're going to make 5-minute rice and some styrofoam.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
It was really big in, like, Ethiopia.
It was big in Ethiopia and a lot of these third world, CFC countries and shit. They can, like, sit there, we got some more. What are we making again tonight? Oh, it's more 5-minute rice. And some soy sauce. Got some soy sauce this time and some cheese.
Kick it up a notch and throw in some soy sauce. That's great.
Bam! Oh, I think you hurt yourself, Sim, on that last bam there.
You're bleeding.
That's
creepy. That bam was just creepy. Okay?
Bam! I know. I want to get on that show, It'd be like sitting there and it'd be amazing. I'd love to.
Bam Pang?
No, it'd be awesome. He'd be like, so what do you think of that? What do you think of that, Sean? I'd be like, oh, man, you need some barbecue sauce on this motherfucker. Be like, what? I'd be like, well, let's
Sean's
kick this up. Hey, Elmo, let's kick this up a notch or whatever the fuck your name is, you weird wop. Get the fuck out of my way. This is Sean Kay's show now, and get your high-priced ass cookware out. Sean Kay's going to show you how to make KD, because nobody gives a fuck how you make Italian Parmesan-y fucking meatball thingies. No one gives. People want to know how to make a good can of KD.
I mean, I'm going to take all your cash for your stupid Partridge Family bus, too.
Yeah, and then we'll drive around. Yeah. Give me another gin and tonic. Fuck yeah.
Fucking shovel
Keep
one on. Right
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. We're going to go and get Q.
Oh, boy.
Let's go get Q. Let's go get John Cleese playing Q. We'll say he's Q. We'll kidnap him. And then he'll have to kit out the Partridge Family bus so it flies.
And then we'll challenge all the Iron Chefs to a battle to the death.
Yeah,
we'll
fly to Japan in the Iron Chefs...
Flying cookware.
Fucking bus.
I'd just be happy if the Iron Chefs banded together to kill Bobby Flay.
Thank you.
The Iron Chefs were doing, like, a rematch with, like, Morimoto and Flay in Tokyo.
Who's Flay?
Bobby Flay. He's
Bobby. Off the grill with Bobby Flay.
What a fucking name is that?
He's the guy, like, apparently, like, the Iron Chefs... Like Orange Chef Morimoto has, like, this deep and entrenched loathing of the man because he actually stood on, like, his cutting board. He's like, people, you make food on that.
Oh yeah, well don't.
I don't want my vegetables a la Bobby Flay's
fucking Nike Air Force.
Foot fungus.
You're standing on cutting board. For this, you must die. Billy Kwan, kick his ass.
Today's secret ingredient: athlete's foot.
athlete's
with a light sprinkling of
come get some guys in.
It reminds me of spring.
What?
Never mind. I know what she was talking about.
You've never actually seen Iron Chef,
Bobby,
have you?
Oh, I've seen Iron Chef. They always got that stupid bimbo dips. Fucking the stupidest judges on the planet.
I want the judges, Lynn and May.
And judging this will be this deafblind mute. What'd you think of it? See, she loved it.
Hey, that reminds me of a phenomenal article I read about this new fucking trend in Japan, their new major sporting event. You know how, like, fucking Japan is a nation built on trends, right?
Yes.
No shit.
And they go hard. Every single person in the whole country.
Oh, bad, big time.
Yeah. Get this. The fucking latest sporting event that they've got in Japan, which is all the rage, is handicap wrestling.
Fuck off.
Oh,
fuck
yeah. Off. I've seen the pictures. They get these fucking drooling retards into the fucking square circle. And they do power moves on one another and wrestle.
It's nothing but, like, well, how can the whole nation get in on that? Where they take a Black & Decker to their dome and fight
you? If you just act stupid, you get to go
no,
in
no,
there.
No, no, no.
There's these are weird,
like,
bona fide
special.
All
right,
so
hamsters
are trendy.
Okay.
Hang on one second.
Your tongue has
second.
To stick out at least an inch.
This is for Ronan Medi. Now you know the soothing power of the super set.
I don't really see the difference here.
We've got Japan's into these wrestling retards. America's into wrestling retards. I don't see the problem here. Exactly the same.
One, you don't have to pay.
I mean, they're trying to glorify the pimp with his hoe train.
Actually, they've changed his gimmick now. He's like a born-again Christian censor.
Yeah, but if you ever seen a fucking retard come off the top rope, it's a scary sight.
There's something that'll just burn into the retina of your mind, eh? Oh my God, he slimed me. Where's my picture of Egon, for fuck's sake? A horrible bunch
of
gargoyles.
I've got
no picture of Egon, and my gin and tonic is empty. What the fuck?
God, oh, he's choking him out with the marker.
Oh my God, this is bad. This is why I need a Star Cruiser. If I had a Star Cruiser and a fucking lifetime supply of gin and tonic, my entire crew would be rocked. And we'd be just cruising around and be like, hey, yo, you little bug-eyed green-gray fuck. I know you stole some of my cows back 50 fucking years ago, so we want all your tech. We are coming in peace. Look at this! You see what this is? This is Blue Label Lamp Brand Gin! We're not into negotiating, fucker! Give us the tech, we bomb your world!
I'm feeling no pain.
I feel no pain right now. I have a common cold. If you do not give me all your fucking tape, I'm going to sneeze in a life pod and fire it at your planet, okay?
Here, peace offering, have a blanket.
Here. Have a blanket, some candles, and a face full of booger. That's you! Fuck you, gray boy! Go back to your low-gravity fucking world.
Squish.
Anyway, it's a grand war.
On to question two. What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down?
Good question.
Question three. Why did Sim miss two shows of What the Hell? I have missed two shows. What retail establishment did Chicken work at? So there are the four questions. We're going to open the phone lines up periodically. And, They must get all four. They have to get all four.
Yeah, but okay, if somebody gets three, and they're going to be saying them on the air.
Oh, that's tough, isn't it?
That's what happens on all of these stupid
But we're not
going to
say whether you're right or not.
For a prize.
No, they get the first question right.
You get the first chance
If you get the first question right, the second question wrong, you get hung up on. You don't get to go to third question. So it moves on progressively like that.
Regardless, your bonus is that you got on first, so
and
if
you got
do
a question
know the answers,
right.
You can get the prize, whereas someone who comes later
guess
has
what?
To risk the fact that somebody before them knew the answers and
guess
got
what?
It.
You could phone again.
And if it doesn't work, remember, life's not fair. Why the fuck should we be?
Damn straight. See if we have a caller. Don't have a caller. Phone in now. Oops,
play
that's only
promo.
One.
I say we should play a promo. She wants.
Oh, right, the surgical strike promo,
and I got to get the fuck out of here pretty soon, so let's hear it.
Okay, I got to find it. Which other one do you want to play? Be on the mic.
Perhaps we should recall that there is an audience out there and that... Dead air is a bad
There's
dead
like
air is
six
a bad
other mics here. You guys can talk.
Actually, I think...
you're talking, nobody else is going to talk.
There was a promo.
Okay, when the show's on and I'm talking on mic, they don't follow that rule. That when I'm talking,
there's
they
a really
don't
ruggedly,
why would they do it now when I have
out
nothing
in the
to
studio
say to
named Raddick.
We're enjoying the quiet.
Really?
There's Raddick. He's this really ruggedly good-looking guy.
Raddick?
Yeah.
Raddick, like...
Who's
no, don't say his last name! It would be a sin.
Isn't that Milosevic's son?
I don't know.
I bet I can turn that fucker in for money!
This guy is like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, he's like 9 feet tall, 8 feet wide. I'm like in there trying to get my dinner, so
I
got scared he was going to eat me.
Yeah, he was just as big.
Ron and Sariette, let's say we go claim the reward on this guy.
No. He's a really cool guy. I was just talking to him. He was telling me a story. I had to run away, though.
Here's Surgical Strike.
Raddick's out here. Anyway.
Here's Surgical Strike.
Surgical Strike on Rant Radio.
Yes?
Sir, something's got to be done about Rant Radio. They're getting too powerful. They know too much.
I agree. I want your best team, Surgical Strike, on Rant Radio headquarters.
They're already there, sir. I'm waiting for a feed from them now. Those bastards will pay for their monopolization of the airwaves.
Fire! Bus, Harry, last touch!
Radio. Fuck with me, fuck with you.
The answer to the first question is actually on the webpage.
Is it? What was the first question?
What was the name of my original show?
Oh, okay.
And it was in a promo we played earlier, too. Yep. Come on, people.
No one's going to get this.
Retards.
We're going to
want to
get caller 10. You know that.
Caller 10.
Only caller 11.
What was the name of my original show?
We're going to give it to caller 1.
There we go.
Oh, we got a caller. Who's got it?
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hunter Orion. What's going on?
We're doing a little show here. Hey, Hunter Orion.
How you doing, buddy? Long time no see. What's been going on?
A whole hell of a lot. Just been working way too much.
Right on. Where are you working at?
A company called webhosting.com.
Oh, yeah?
Tell him to speak up.
It's okay.
It's okay. So, right on. So, what's going on, baby? What's all happening? Why are you calling in?
I'm just calling to say, hey, I'm listening to the show. And
cool.
Excellent. You know the answer to the first question. What was the name of my original show?
I believe it's Cimmerian's Cooking Hour.
No.
Good try, though.
No, that was not his first show.
Oh, well.
So say what the hell.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I gave up making resolutions a long time. I've actually...
That's your New Year's resolution, to stop making resolutions.
That was a while ago. I've stuck to it, actually. It's working.
Well, that's it for not having a resolution. You get a pang. You didn't hear that, but everyone else out there did. Okay, so you don't have the answer, so say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right. Excellent. In the new studio...
The new studio...
We'll have two phone lines.
Two phone lines. New studio.
No spaces in between.
But it will not have the wall.
The wall.
We'll have a new wall, won't we?
Yes.
No.
I still say we cut this one
the new
off and transport it there and just put it up against the wall. We
They'll never, ever notice.
Yeah.
They did it with a Berlin wall.
You never heard of Gyprock? You can go buy something in here and paint it.
Okay, get on that, Drex.
Yeah, you do that, Drex.
Furthermore... It doesn't matter.
Furthermore, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Now we're going to deck out the new studio with Christmas lights and camo on
Why
the ceiling, netting, all that kind of cool
Think
stuff.
Think about it.
Make it look kind of like
Think
a bunker in
happening.
Vietnam.
Yeah, more like
Tell
a bunker.
Why it matters why this wall's here.
Right. Think about it. Think about it. Trust me, I know all about it.
They're spitting your bunker.
Spit on your food if you're not careful. I know all about it. That's like really frightening. I'm waiting for like some Ronin to join like that. We're on the same side, Kennedy, you and me. We're on the same side. Don't you see?
We're alike.
Isn't that from falling down?
Yeah, from falling down. I'm going to have some... Of course, the only sad thing is he'll be like, look, this was you. And I'm like, is there still some gas in there?
Like, that's pretty cool, actually.
There's some Republican convention coming up. I've got just the mole. Hey, Chris, come here. I got a present for the Republicans. Come here, ringleader. I got something good for you. Want to dance with the Ring of Fire? Drop this cancel off. All right, anyway, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, there's going to be two phone lines, then. I'll have a two-line phone, and somebody can answer the phone. There'll be no spaces in between callers. Boom, boom, boom.
So I'll be we'll
have a phone answering
an
person and a camera person.
.com girl, will you be our operator? Will you be the one who like answers the phone and goes, hi, what did you want to talk about?
Good evening, Rant Radio. How may I help you?
Hi. How may I direct your
what
call?
Who did you want to talk to? And what did you want to talk about?
That's right. And if you suck, you get kicked off.
Then you say, that's stupid.
That's stupid.
You suck.
You go.
You're doing our voicemail at Geeks.
Oh, yeah.
Starting January 1, Sean Kay is going to be running, I'm actually, it's part of a hostile takeover. Got the big finger from Ringleader. We're going
to
be,
time delay. It's a lovely thing.
It's the beginning of phase one of the cult takeover of Geeks or Us.
And the slow takeover of Cloverdale itself.
The original mole who was dropped into the shop, which was Ronan Medic, has done his job well. And because of that, he has cleared a path for Sean K. the fucking man to come into a managerial position. Now, if you can dig this, I'm actually, like, walking in the invasion. I'm managing the shop. I'm the guy who's going to be there all the time.
Box henhouse much?
You know, like, how did we set that up? Like, that's so slick.
And of course, Geeks for Us is a... front organization.
We make computers. We don't make radar jammers. We don't make Herf guns and sell them online.
Never mind the cold fusion reactor.
No cold fusion here. Move along.
we have no direct action movements against
these are not the mecha you're looking for. This is just the life-size model that moves. No, none of that.
It's a costume.
It's a costume, yeah, big costume.
It's not a fully functional.
It's where we put five head. We draw the heads over there.
I'm going to a costume party as Pris.
Yeah, that's what it is. So that's the whole plan here, and yeah, we're doing pretty good. I think that gin and tonic's kicking in because you're looking at that monkey pretty
slurring
crazy.
Slurring your words.
I love this little monkey. Whoa, apparently she does. Whoa. Okay, so
you touch my monkey. Touch my monkey.
Feeling.
You know, this is what this is really the truth of it because everybody knows. You know, everybody sits there and goes, "Oh, the Cenobite clan, they're so weird. The Cenobite clan, they're so weird."
Everyone can use
but they're so weird. They're weird. Oh my God, they're so weird. And then you sit there and you put like you know five, ten drinks in everybody, and they're all wearing vinyl. You know, everybody's wearing vinyl. They're all like, "Oh my God, I feel so super."
Hi, Aaron Wright Radio. Who's this?
Decker Jodath Moore.
Decker Jodath Moore.
Yes.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you people?
I'm getting fucking face. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Are you getting face too, or what?
What?
Are you getting drunk too, or what?
Yeah, because I'm 15 and I can, yeah.
Oh, you're 15. My God, I just encourage drinking from a minor. Good God.
God.
Okay, well, you can't drink, but you can put on vinyl and jerk off in it. Okay, so what's the score? What's going on?
Not too much.
You want to answer the questions?
What? Well, yeah, I know a couple of the questions, but I don't want the MP3 player.
Well, that's okay. You can help other people out with the questions. Oh, you know the answer.
Thank you, Tenchi. First one is.
Oh, shit.
Old show was it State of the Station?
Yes, it was. State of the Station was the name of the first show.
What?
And what was the second question?
I don't know what the second question was.
What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down?
I am. He's...
Can you take a guess?
I actually just wanted to ask a question.
Okay, sure. I don't want to play your stupid fucking game. I just want to ask a question. Go ahead, buddy. What's up?
All right, Sean?
Yes, sir.
I've heard some rumors that you're on...
That what?
That you're on speed tonight.
That I'm on speed. No. No, I don't do drugs. I occasionally very, very... Actually, the last time I did drugs is I took off with a guy who's going to be joining named Mr. Teeth, who is a vampire, and I smoked some pot up on a hill, and that was about 6 months ago. I've done no speed. I don't do speed. I'd like to do speed, but I'm married. And, no, to be honest with you,
she won't do speed with me.
She won't do speed with me, and we can't have crazy fast sex. No. Which would be faster than normal versus, you know, my three-minute rule. But anyway, I didn't get my pants off again, honey. I'm sorry. But,
it's gone the three-minute egg.
But
ding!
Ding! Oh, shit! You know? Me and Ringleader, same bracket. All right, so...
Oh!
Slam!
Anyway.
Here comes the finger again.
Yeah. He's going to be in here with a fucking finger and a pickaxe pretty quick. Anyway, no, I'm not. I don't do speed. I've never actually done speed. The closest I've ever come to doing speed was when I was in the Army. I did some those pep pills, and that was about it. I did some ephedrine and shit like that, but I'm not on speed tonight. Yeah, it does suck. Are you on speed?
What?
Are you on speed? You know, is this a bag of powder? Well, give me some. We'll forget about it.
Sure. You might have to wait a couple weeks. It takes a while to get mail to Vancouver from here.
Okay, I think they just heard the other one. Oh, God, no! Oh!
Oh, there goes Sean.
Oh, it's happening in there.
The ringleader, shit!
One at a time, please.
The ringleader just came in and
must
and
Sean.
Now
here.
The dark one
and
just
the dark
came
one
in.
Is now lurking.
And the dark one's like, Sean, you don't have to bring your sexual problems to the world. And I'm like, it's okay, honey. I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah. He's comfortable with everything after this nation and tonics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dex looking pretty.
I'm leaving.
You're looking pretty for a cow.
Look at the time.
Say moo, you fat curly bastard. Zach!
Moo.
Wow.
Now he's playing along.
Okay, we're going to hang up on you. Do you have anything else to say, Joe Dashmore?
I have small stuff.
Yes, I do. Happy New Year to all you bitches, and Happy New Year to everybody in the room, and what the hell?
What the hell, brother? What
excellent.
Hell? Hey, Desmond, you ever had a small stuffed monkey crammed up your ass? Give me that monkey.
Not tonight.
Not
I have
tonight.
To go work.
We have another
Touche Rex Paul's in here. Rex Paul's in here to defend
don't
his monkey.
All right, monkey.
Another,
don't touch
another.
My monkey.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Prophet Holy Dio.
Holy Dio.
Do you have the answers to these questions three?
The first question.
Four.
What was the name of Sim's original show?
I don't know that actually.
Okay, it's State of the Station. Come on, write it down. Hey, second one. What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down?
I don't think he gives a fuck. What did you call in about, Buds?
Well, I was at the mall with my friend, and there was this guy, practically making out with a 12-year-old. Now, this guy's about 40. I just want to say, you know what I said to the guy? I tapped the guy on the shoulder, my friend being there, beside me, thinking of what he's going to do. In the meantime, I'm like, I know your type. They get gang raped in prison.
Is that what you said to him?
I walked right up the guy and said that to him. Like, he gave me a dirty look. You know, I got the idea he was going to hit me, but, I hover over the guy, and I'm with someone, too, that also hovered over him.
So what did he do? Did you kick him in the nuts? You
should have
kicked him in the nuts.
You, man.
Oh, you should have. You should have.
Yeah, I know. I really liked you, but, they'd probably haul me out of there.
No, you go buy a picture. You go buy a picture at the local framing shop, go back, and then hit him in the face with the picture. And then while there's broken glass, you ring the frame around his neck till his head comes off. Ah! Have some of that, you fucking pedophile. And then tell security guards you dropped it and you were just trying to take it off. They'll buy it. They're fucking stupid.
And then you punch him in the throat.
People are getting very close in the IRC to what Sean said.
What's that?
I didn't mean to kick him in the nuts. It was an accident. My foot slipped.
That's right. I was cleaning it. What the fuck?
It just went off.
All right, buddy. Good job. Absolutely. We need more cult members to go out to people kissing 12-year-olds and say, hey,
that's
provided they're 40.
See myself every night.
And fucking, play Cookie Monster with those guys. All right. Say what the hell.
All right. What the hell?
Filthy pig.
Excellent.
Filthy pig.
So people are getting very close in the IRC to what Sean said to the answer to question two. Remember, it's a Diamond Rio PMP.
It's a Diamond Rio, a real MP3 player. We're actually giving away good stuff.
Real good stuff.
Real good
not
stuff.
Just T-shirts anymore.
Boys and girls, before...
If nobody gets it, I'm keeping it.
Oh, Gross Hospital story?
No, I don't really have
one.
I have to go.
What about...
You didn't have the news either there, Sam.
No, there's no news. I know.
Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to say...
You could have a Tales
A Happy New Year's to everyone who listens to our show.
No one gives a fuck. Everybody's wishing a Happy New Year's 6 ways from Monday.
I'm going to say so long to everyone here at our usual... And I'm also going to quote Dennis Miller this week. All right, fine. Fuck you. I won't quote Dennis Miller. Goodbye.
Bye.
Everyone have a good one.
Arrivederci.
Oh,
we have to do
another
this.
Phoner.
So
we
you want
another,
two phone?
We have another phonetics.
We have people.
Yep, and then put it up to the microphone. There you go.
Good evening. You're on the Ronin Syriot. I mean, Rant Radio. How you doing?
Hi, Ronin Syriot.
Who's this?
Who the hell do you think this is? This is your father.
Speak into the microphone, too.
Darth, is that you?
Yes, son. Down to kick your ass.
All right, buddy. So, what did you want to call in about?
I'm on my way down.
Who is this?
It's Jason from Array.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah, head on down.
It's about time you showed up. I was getting lonely.
This is your father.
It's your father.
You best watch your mouth, son. I'm gonna wipe you up with the floor.
Yeah, you and the floor. You're getting all wiped up together. Okay. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Okay, right on.
See you soon.
All right.
No, press off. There.
Off.
Off. So what, do you have any other promos or intros or rants that you want to play?
We should do a year in review for all the cast here.
We should.
We should sum up all our year.
I thought you said a urine review.
A urine.
A urine review. Get everybody, up. Piss on Ronan Syriot!
You know you love me. You know you love me.
No, that's a scat video here.
That was my urine.
Call me dirty.
With all the alcohol going through everybody's system right now.
Call me dirty.
Okay,
anyway.
Answer the phone.
I'm sorry.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I'm a real fun when I'm drinking in the Army.
No, Mad Skitty.
Yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, so are you drinking?
Unfortunately, not anymore.
Not anymore? What were you drinking?
Wine cooler.
You're drinking wine coolers?
Yeah.
You got that teenage girl kind of, speak and then breathe after you speak thing going on?
Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's kind of cool. So what's going
keep
on?
Keep breathing. It's important.
I know three of the answers.
You know three of the answers? Tell me what they are.
No. You have to do the second one. You have to do it in order.
No. Just let her fucking speak. We're not going to give her stipulations. What are the answers, Skitty, and give us the questions as well.
Okay, I don't know the questions.
Okay, second, what did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medit had him held down?
Be cool or die.
Close.
No,
that's not
what I said.
Sure, okay, fine then.
Okay.
That's really close.
That's okay.
Really close.
So close.
What was the last part's right?
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Why did Sim miss two shows of What the Hell?
Throat surgery.
Because of what?
Throat surgery.
No, I didn't miss any shows because of surgery.
That's a good one, though.
That was a good one. Good try.
Good try. Really good try.
No, I didn't miss any. I was a trooper.
I don't think
I showed up with staples in my neck.
Questions, man.
We'll try.
If they don't get them, we can come up with something else. But it takes the whole show for them to whittle it down. I'd be disappointed if the first person called up and had all four answers.
Yeah,
right away.
What fun would that be? It's like, yeah, that one.
We can give them hints.
We'll give them hints as they go along.
Well, then why the fuck should anybody even call in then if we're going to be giving away hints?
Because if they know...
These are smart fucking people we're dealing with here.
Well, we won't give them hints then. You're like, on both sides of the fence.
No, I'm just
saying.
It's
so fucking hard and
it
too
is
easy.
Fucking hard. Well, why don't you just ask an easier question or
You're
something?
You're drunk.
Like that.
Shut up.
I'm drunk. Shut up.
What retail establishment did Chicken work at?
I have no idea.
Okay, so you knew... You sort of knew one.
How old are you?
Thought I knew three of them, but...
How old are you?
16.
You're 16 and you're drinking wine coolers?
Shut up.
Maybe it's legal in her state. Sure it is. We don't know where you live.
Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
How many wine coolers...
The state of Jesse Ventura.
How many wine coolers did you have?
Two.
Are you drunk?
No. Unfortunately.
You're buzzed? You're happy?
Are you happy?
I'm always happy.
Are you feeling it or whatever? So what are you doing tonight?
Waiting for Gargoyle and Josh to come over.
Gargoyle who?
Gargoyle Josh.
Oh, I see. Are you guys going to get a little crazy tonight, maybe?
Maybe.
Ring in the new millennium.
Are we talking like first base, second base, anything like that, or what are we talking
about?
What
base are you allowing him to go to?
Come on, because you know, women know.
They have it all planned out.
They've got it all planned out.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to
have sex tonight.
And I'm like, you're going to either boff this guy or you're not. So are you going to boff this guy or what?
Hopefully.
Hopefully? Oh, it's not a girl, so...
It's not up to him. It's up to you, you know.
I've got a tip for you. How old is Josh here?
18.
He's what?
18.
Okay, and is he listening right now?
No, he's driving.
Okay, so
he's
going to
be in for
a
surprise.
He doesn't know, so you got to turn off the show before he gets there. While you guys are boffing tonight, okay...
Give us a call.
Don't give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call.
What you do is you take your little finger and shove it up his ass and say, Sean K told me to do that.
Lick it first.
And do that, and then you'll massage his prostate. He'll go fucking crazy.
And he won't say anything because it says Sean K told you to do
Sean
that.
Sean K told him to do that. And he'll be like, oh, my God. And you're like...
Direct cult orders from the
there
top.
There you go. That's what you got to do. Okay?
It's a boom. It's not talking.
Keep
in mind, do not do this if you have large artificial nails.
Ah, finger.
Ah, painful.
Bleeding from my ass. Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Okay, it's something or something die is for the answer to the second question.
I didn't say sexual tips. She told me she was going to boff that guy.
You encouraged her.
We're just helping it along.
I did not encourage her. And I don't think she meant the booze.
Guess who's sleeping on the couch tonight?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on the couch. That's okay.
An opportunity
you know,
to
never
ease
seen
my mind.
Dark
Sean,
one with
Sean.
Such a lovely shade of red on her face.
Oh, because she's drinking. What's
Could
that?
You do something for me, please? This drives me crazy every show.
What?
You see that gap in the cushion? Could you please close it? Please.
Close your gap.
Well, there's nothing I can do.
Close your gap. Slide your ass over there with the cushion.
Right. Slide your ass on over.
You can't standing up, Sean.
There
we go.
Thank you.
Look at you!
You don't understand
all you high and mighty assholes over there.
Me.
I'm getting ripped
on the
with half of
the
group. Do you know how many people are getting drunk right now listening to the show? Because I know because I sent
one.
A big fucking telegraph ICQ message.
Did you
saying,
say get drunk?
No, I did. I put out saying I'm going to go get faced at What the Hell tonight.
Oh, sweet!
And guys were like, "Oh, I'm getting drunk too. We're over at Kexler's and fucking all these guys and shit."
You know what? Handle the phone. There you go. Up to the microphone.
Good
right
evening, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Jodeth Morgan. Number two.
There.
What are the answers, buddy?
Well, Data Station is number one. Is number two, Play Nice or Die?
No!
God, this is so painful!
Blank or blank die?
No, they've got it before. It's blank or fucking die.
Okay.
Blank
or fucking die.
Blank or fucking die.
Technically, it's blank, blank, or fucking
die. No, it's not.
No.
It's blank.
Blank.
Or fucking die. Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Stand corrected.
So it is one word. All right, so...
Good try. Do you know the answer to The other ones. Why did Sim...
I'm going to guess on number four. Was it a sporting goods store?
No, it wasn't a sporting goods... No, no,
no, it wasn't.
That
it
doesn't
wasn't.
Count.
No,
it's not really.
It wasn't a sporting
There's
goods
no
store
sport.
At all, no.
I should kick back a few wine coolers.
Oh, you should actually come up with the retail establishment's name, proper name.
Yeah, and why did I miss two shows? Take a guess.
What?
Why did I miss two shows? Take a guess.
You missed two shows because you were in jail.
No. It's really easy.
That would be really...
Why do people miss things?
If Sim had ever been in jail, he'd be way up there on the cool factor. But, you know,
I'm way down there on cool factor.
Yeah, he'd also be... He'd have a hell of a lot more phone numbers in his black book, too, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, I think I know why Sean missed, like, 10 shows.
What's that? What? Why?
That?
Never mind.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Keep crying.
Because it wasn't there to miss.
And it's not...
That's a total bullshit...
What?
Answer. Like
which?
The two
missing
shows.
The two shows? Okay, why do people miss things? Why do people miss work?
Oh, okay.
It's very simple.
Because they got better things to do?
Yeah, well, it's like four answers to it. You can guess. You
That's
can guess.
Enough
it's very simple. It's enough hinting.
Dead.
It's very simple. I wasn't dead.
Another caller.
Good evening. You're on Rat Radio. Who's this?
This is Red 5.
Red,
no, you're not allowed to answer.
You are the guy who donated the present. You're not allowed to guess.
But I
want to
win back my Rio.
Too late.
Too late.
Why aren't you down here, Red 5?
You know what? I already put the answer in the IRC, and everybody's like, that's not it.
No, you weak.
So you're, you're helping people. And
you're helping
God, people are scrolling back like crazy motherfuckers right now.
Everything said by Red 5.
You can bet they're dialing out like a motherfucker, and the minute I hang up with you, the next caller will have it. You can bank on that.
They're all scrolling back. I even put it in red.
Oh, my
God. I bet you never put shit in there in red. You're just making everybody all fly around the IRC like a bunch of crazy assholes.
What did he say? What did he say?
What did he say? Hey, while I got you on the horn here, how's Tricks going? How's everything happening?
Things are great.
Tricks
are where are you right now?
I'm up in my apartment in Vancouver.
Why aren't you hanging out with us, being cool?
You know what?
What?
You never know.
What?
You never know. Me and my girlfriend are making some dinner. They're having some...
Well, you got like 5 hours.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got lots of time.
Oh,
yeah. We had some Caesars.
Did you?
And we're, I see it's up there now.
Okay.
Looks like the next person will come and get it, right?
Not all of them, but
not
some
not
of
all
them.
Them but...
As soon as somebody gets it, I'm going to post my address so they can send it back to me.
Oh, I'm sure that shit will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Indian giver.
Yeah,
that'll
absolutely.
Happen.
Hey, hey, hey. Anyways, have a great New Year, guys.
You too, buddy. You too.
Out there, I really wanted to. It turns out that probably would have been a great idea to be out there, but who knows?
All right, buds.
Maybe we'll see you later. Baby dot.
All right, man.
Okay, cool.
Play by ear. Check you later.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Have a good one.
That's our very own bandwidth pimp we got.
Bandwidth pimp.
Red 5.
We have some promos.
Has totally presented all the answers on a silver platter.
Here it comes. Oh, what a surprise.
Now we're going to play some promos.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Don't do it.
What a fucking thing. No way. I'm going to answer the phone. Fuck that. Did you turn this fucking thing off?
Oh, God. You don't need to turn it on to answer it.
Hi there. You're on Rant Radio, and I'm saving your ass. You better have all the fucking answers. Who's this?
Babsy May.
Babsy May.
Oh, no.
Okay, Babsy May.
What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down?
Shut up or fucking die.
No!
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 Oh, here comes
the
pang.
Right one. Is that what Red 5 put in there?
No.
Oh, he didn't put that one. Good.
It's not, paying attention to the MIRC.
It's not shut up. Oh, I'm so sorry, babe.
Oh, jeez.
I'm so sorry. Okay, let's go over the other ones, though. Do you want to help somebody else out?
I don't care.
Okay, the next question is...
Why did Sim miss two shows of What the Hell?
Due to illness.
No!
No!
That's enough wrong answers from her.
Okay, Basmi, I gotta hang up on you, baby.
Say what the hell.
Hold on. Give me the one.
All right, here's wrong
answer. Yeah, wrong answer, here's a pang.
Babs, now, I gotta ask you a question here.
What?
It's been brought to my attention that you named a stuffed animal after me. What's up with that? Because it's really tarnishing my reputation.
Stuffed
what,
animal,
what
come
stuffed
on.
Animal? What stuffed animal did you name?
You're going to name Knives and Guns.
It's a little bear that's dressed in camouflage, and it has a little shovel and a little cult pin.
Really?
What did you call him?
His name's Sarebear.
Sarebear! No! Awesome! Wait until you're humping your next girlfriend, buddy. She licks her finger and sticks up your ass and says, "Oh, my little fair bear." You just wait. That'll be it for you, buddy. Oh, yeah. It's nothing like some exploratory information for Ronan's area. All right. Woo! I'm having a...
Oh, what the hell? I gotta hang up.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell, babe. Okay.
Excellent. Good. Nobody gave away all the answers. I think he was joking. Nobody knows it. Nobody knows it.
Maybe we
now we're
going to
play the promos.
Promo to help him out.
Well, we will. We will later. Like, that's a big hint later. So here's some...
It's not a hint. That's a
giveaway. It's a
giveaway.
Here's some random promos.
This is a test of the Rant Radio Emergency Broadcast System.
Anybody ever...
You'll hear this shit on FM, because this is Rant Radio, coming to you from www.rantradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
This is Jesus Christ for Rant Radio. Now that Charlton Heston can't do my voice, all of my messages will be brought not by the burning bush, but by Rant Radio. Thank you. Further bulletins as events warrant.
Hey! Get back up on that cross!
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest radio free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
All right, we're back on the air. So you can call in now for the other questions. The first one has been answered. The second one is a big hint. What is the second one? What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down? Something or fucking die. And why did Sim miss two shows of What the Hell? Very simple. Why do you miss work? Why do you miss anything? What are you doing if you're not at work?
Jury duty.
Jury duty. No.
Running guns.
And what is the retail establishment that the chicken used to work at?
Tire.
Shut up. It's kind of hard for the people in the States because it doesn't exist in the States, does it?
Hey, they've got to be devoted listeners.
Devoted listeners.
You know, I just went outside. I'm really hoping that Raddock guy doesn't kick the living shit out of me.
Is he big? Or?
He's fucking huge.
I haven't seen him.
Oh, he's fucking monstrous.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Guess who?
I have no idea. We have thousands
Spidey.
Of...
Spidey!
Spidey!
No.
Poison Cheeto!
No.
You're going to make me wrong.
Must be drunk.
What?
Joe Dathmore.
Joe Dathmore!
Oh, yeah. Joe Dathmore, you're like chain calling, buddy. All right.
As of my friend Red 5, you were at Club Med with your family.
Okay, good one. Okay. I was looking for vacation or where I was.
No, he nailed it exactly where
you were.
Okay. Always know where you are, Sam.
Okay. Okay, so what's so that's one.
That was answer number three.
Okay.
Good. Answer number two. What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down?
Blank or fucking die. I don't know. Stay calm. No, that let me set that.
Stay calm or fucking die!
It's a good answer, but not the right one. Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna guess.
How about number four? What retail establishment did the chicken work at?
Burger King?
No! Okay.
He's got more dignity than that.
A shitty job, that's all I can think of.
Hang!
Alright, buddy.
Okay. Rachel.
Say what the hell.
Stop calling in now, I just wanted to help some.
No, no, you can feel free to call back.
Like,
it's obvious you're the only one showing a lot of effort.
I don't
want
you to listen to my voice all night.
No, but if you win the Diamond Rio, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Well, keep it. I don't want it.
I would
okay,
want
if somebody wins and it doesn't want it, the next person that phones in gets it.
I'll with the Colt K and sell it on eBay.
There you go, sell it on eBay. Who knows?
Who knows? Who gives a fuck? All right.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
What?
The?
What the hell? Hell, what the hell?
What? Okay, we have two questions answered now.
No coaching necessary.
Come on. What? Help. The last one's, what did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic had him held down? Blank or fucking die.
Quit smoking!
And what retail establishment did chicken work at? Quit smoking or fucking die!
Quit smoking.
Okay, okay.
No, that didn't quite sell.
Starting to feel kind of mellow.
Getting down.
You want a mic's hard, buddy?
I do, actually.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Just a sec.
Hey, it's Decker Hunter Orion again.
Decker Hunter Orion.
What's up, buddy? What do you got for me?
I'm trying to answer the question.
Okay.
What did Sean say to the crackhead?
I believe it's chill or fucking die.
Mm.
Say, right vein. Right vein.
You're
thinking.
So close. Think antonyms and synonyms for what?
Chill.
Chill.
Chill, baby, chill. So, next question. Where did the chicken work?
Would it be Walmart?
No. Kind of close to the same. Think along those lines.
Not really close at all.
Well, okay, not close at all.
Particularly close. There's one nearby there.
It's one nearby.
I'm certain there is one of these stores and a Walmart nearby each other, yes.
Yes. Yes.
They're very similar, yes.
Mega March complexes.
Absolutely.
Well, you get a shovel for that.
Or to quote the promo, a really shitty try-to-do-everything store.
Yes, a really shitty try-to-do-everything store.
Okay.
Anything else you wanted to add or say?
Just, yo, have a good one.
All right, buddy.
And what the hell?
And have a coffee. Double-double for me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby.
Cap with a lemon twist.
All right, buddy. Check you later. All
right, see you.
Cheers.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent. So, we've been doing this for 2 years. Anybody sick of it yet?
Yeah. Actually, we've got some questions for
Ask a Ronin.
We'll take one caller, and then we'll do Ask a Ronin.
One call. Hi, you're on my radio. Who's this?
This is Jason. What's the number to get up?
It is 53.
Okay, I will be over in about 20 minutes.
Okay, keep on trying.
Right on.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Say what the hell. Okay, bye.
Okay, here we go. It's time for Don't Call In because we're not answering.
It's off anyway.
It's off. Okay, it's time for Ask a Ronin. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You know, everyone wants a fucking protest here. Uncle Dad doesn't show up for like 6 weeks in a row, and he's got two different fucking intros. All I ask is like 6 minutes of people's time a week when I show up, and I don't even have an intro yet.
We hear you, Sariette. Medic and IPVM will get on it, and we'll make you a promo.
Okay, not only that, but you know who's to blame for that?
Sim.
No.
You. .com girl.
.com girl.
.com girl.
She's to blame.
Everybody knows that when Sim gets a girl, like .com girl, because we all know the kind of girl that .com girl is. She's one of those time-intensive. Holy fuck! Where's the camera now? Where's the camera now?
She's a high maintenance.
I'm asking for a tongue. I'm looking for a tongue wagger before. Am I the only one who saw that? Or what's
the
fuck?
Yes, no, you're not the only one.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're a dirty girl.
It's not on camera either.
You're a dirty, dirty girl.
You've got a zipper mask. I can tell.
You can tell. She's got two zipper masks.
One for James.
Who's James? We don't know who James is. All right. Time for Ask a Ronin.
Ask a Ronin.
How to say no nicely. Well, I'm sort of smart, and everyone wants to copy off my paper. So some people want to because they think my answers are right, and some people do because they didn't do their work. Most of the people who copy are my friends. Just recently, I type my notes to study in my finals, and it took me at least,
have nothing to do,
if not more than...
What? Why? Too many times.
Technical error occurred. Continue.
Wow.
Okay, do I start again or what?
No.
Most of the people who asked to copy my friends, just recently I typed my notes for the study, and it took me at least, if more than an hour. One girl asked me if she could run them off. I said yes. She ran up running off my notes for at least half the class. It made me so mad. I spent a lot of my time while everyone was just watching, talking on the phone, went shopping, and I really don't think this is fair. One day I went home and did my science homework. Then when I came to school, no one in the whole class had done theirs, assuring that they would copy off somebody else. I gave my paper to one person, and a lot of people got my answers from that person, and so on. So most of the class had my answers. Anyway, I want to know how to tell people they can't copy in a nice, considerate way without hurting their feelings or making them mad at me, because most of them are my friends, and I really like. Help! This is a 14-year-old girl.
It's unfortunate that people always want to take advantage of other people. And it's usually the strong, willing and wishing, and acting upon the weak. Now what you're really doing here is you're asking me, is there a nice way to stick a gun in somebody's face? Because that's exactly what you're going to have to do. You get these people off your back, and it's unfortunate when you're operating in third world countries that have got 40 million AK-47s running around, and all they know is violence is a means to an end. Look at Somalia. All these different warlords running around, killing people for food. That's how they got it done. Whoever's got the most guns and the most people wins. You gotta stand up for your rights, stick a gun down somebody's throat and say, hey, back off, fucky. These are my answers.
All right. Thank you, Ronan Sariet.
Ever
since vodka, beer, marijuana. Fucky's a great word. Dear Ronan Sariet, yesterday I did a lot of stupid things that I regret. I don't know exactly what happened to my body, so I'm hoping someone could clarify it for me. I was at a party, and I drank a couple shots of vodka, a can of beer, and I also had about 5 hits of chronic, really strong marijuana. I also know you aren't supposed to mix Tylenol with alcohol. I had Tylenol for my fever at about 4 p.m., and I started to drink at midnight. I'm not sure that anything to do with it, but I thought most of the Tylenol were wear off in 6 hours. The big problem is I was shaking really hard for 4 hours after I drank and smoked, and not just shivering a little bit, but literally shaking. I was lying on bed, and people who sat on the bed could feel how hard I was shaking. I couldn't control the shaking, and I wasn't cold or anything, but I was warped under a blanket. After I threw up, the shaking was a lot better. Could someone please tell me what happened to me? A female, age 17, from Canada.
From Canada, even?
Even.
Even. It's very hard when you're cruising at 30,000 feet, and you take a step out into the inky blackness, and you're free-falling for 10, 15, 20 seconds, conducting halo operations, or even worse, hey-ho operations, and you got a 45-kilogram pack on your back, and you're taking oxygen out of a pony bottle, and you're free-falling no matter what, you can't even see where you're going to land. But you have to show faith in your altimeter on your wrist and find the courage to pull the cord properly. If your primary chute fails to deploy, that's why you've got the backup. Now, the worst thing is when you're landing in a wooded or jungle area and you're getting your branches up the ass or falling a little bit off course. But it's all right. You're going to have your kit strapped to you. You hit the ground, fold up the chute, and go. The shakes, they happen. It's a natural part of falling in the darkness. But you got to get your game face on, which I talked about before. Get back into the game and play hard.
Play hard. Good words from a Ronin who knows. I'm going to get you another gin and tonic in about 10 fucking minutes here. I'm going to get her dancing by herself before the end of the evening. Okay.
On the table.
On the table.
On the white couch.
Gin, also known as panty remover.
That's lemon gin. Is panty
lemon
remover.
Gin.
I yes. Remember lemon gin. Grade 11.
Gin and tonic is kind of like an all-purpose cotton solvent.
If you remember it, then it didn't work correctly.
Now, she was feeding it to the guys. That's when she started handing out the spankings. Okay.
Now, there's paint thinner.
Oh, you did come from a small town. Okay.
There's thinner.
Alrighty. Prioritizing choices. Dear Ronan Sariot, I really need a job, but I want to do this play. But then I have driver's education coming up, and I find it necessary to take driver's education right now, seeing as I don't need to get anywhere, but my car, my boyfriend, and my friends can't take me. My boyfriend is losing his license. Actually, he's my fiancé. He got caught speeding and losing it for 2 months. And I want to do this play, but I really do need a job, and I'm afraid to tell everything. I'm afraid that everything will end up smashing into each other. And I won't be able to finish what I start. Holy fuck, this is written really poorly. Hey.
Who's going? Who's coming? Hey, later.
Are we
going
to hook up later, Ringleader, or what?
Yeah. I'm just going over to GERDS for a while.
Okay, Rock. Okay, you know where we'll be.
Cheers, yeah.
Cheese, blah, 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 the above, fucking blah. Where are we at here?
Say the last
anyway,
sentence.
Plus, I don't have money for driver's ed. The instructor told me that I could make payments, but my mother didn't say much. She's unemployed at the moment. We're not hard up for money. We just don't have much.
And I'm not good at writing
either. I told my boyfriend
either.
I wanted to pay for the rest of his snowboarding for him once I got a job. Fuck, who wrote this, Rain Man? I really want to do that for my mom. We will pay for it. I need money to do that. Will make me feel good. What should I do? Exclamation mark. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 exclamation marks. So I guess it should
She's
be
very
like...
very distressed.
I guess it should be like, I need money to do what will make me feel good. What should I do? That should be what she's actually saying there. So, female, 16, USA.
In military parlance, this is what we call a critical operation standard.
Okay.
Mission critical. It is hard when you're conducting over-the-line or over-the-wire operations. That's operations into unfriendly territories that you're not supposed to be conducting operations into. Case in point, Vietnam with Laos and Cambodia. But when you've got your mission standards, be it a recce mission, intelligence gathering, or hunter-killer missions, there's going to be times when targets of opportunity come up. And you got to decide right then and there, do I get on the radio on the prick 77 set and call down to the Crimson Smoke and Bone Chips and, like, light up a whole bunch of fuckers, or do I carry on and trail a bunch of these bastards back to the weapons cache in hopes for something bigger? That's really going to be up to your mission commander at the time. It depends. If you're on a roaming hunting killer mission, yeah, lay the ambush, daisy chain the claymores, waste all the motherfuckers right then and there. But if you're on to bigger fish, follow them back to their base of operations, gather the intel, then let the Air Force boys or artillery take it from there.
Excellent.
A good answer for real world problems. If you have a question which you would like to get a hold of Ronan Sariot, you can contact Ronan Sariot at. Is that for me?
Who's that for?
Is that another gin and tonic?
Uh-oh.
This is a big glass of water.
Down it quickly. It's water.
It's
we'll find out how drunk you are in a second, if you can tell the difference.
It's a big glass of water.
Is it?
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
I'm super sensitive to alcohol. Let me see.
I'm sensing a subtle message from the dark one.
Here. Either that or she's pissing. She pissed in it. This is her way of asking for a divorce.
All the right answers have been posted in the IRC about 5 minutes ago. We're going to play some.
Anyways.
That's okay, honey, because I've got a Mike's Hard Lemonade in here that fucking Ronan Sariot
goes.
Uh-huh.
We've got some.
Ronan Sariot. Real people. Real problems. Real answers.
Absolutely. Here on Rant Radio.
Here's some more promos that annoy people. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Gets your whites whiter.
Now with more caffeine and less fat.
Good mileage off-road and on the highway.
It's the leading brand in 2 out of 3 taste tests.
50% cheaper than the competition.
9 gynecologists recommend it.
Cures cough due to cold, runny nose, achy heart, and diarrhea with 10 easy payments.
And it won't match your hair.
Rant Radio keeps your engine running cool.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Listen to What the Hell Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on www.rantradio.com.
You might hear something like this.
You know what they need? You know what they need here? They need that guy from America's Best Chasers. 5 minutes of pleasure on the internet can lead to hours of wringing eyes, of tears, and pain. Sheriff Burnell. Somebody send me
the bloody head
of Sheriff Burnell. There is a Rant Radio prize of $50 million in Rant Radio dollars for the head of
John Bonnell. Bring me his head. $50 million.
What kind of an ass?
Rant Radio dollars for the head of John Bonnell.
What kind of a guy is this? Have you ever watched his commentary? It's like, listen how he weaves in dangerously in and out of traffic. Yeah, it's going like 5 miles an hour. Look at this child on a skateboard with reckless abandon to private property. Curb slide. 10 minutes on a skateboard can bring a lifetime of trauma when he falls without his helmet. Like, somebody destroy him, you know? Seriously, can I get some suppressive fire over here?
Okay, everybody has been posting the right answers.
Okay,
in
open
the
up
IRC.
The phone lines. First
so the phone lines are open.
Call now, call early, call often.
Call now, call
oh,
early.
Bang,
cup bang. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Vampire Soul Trance.
Vampire Soul Trance.
Okay, Soul Trance.
What
are the answers?
Oh, let's just bring up the questions
and speak
here.
Speak up.
What did Sean say to the crackhead when Dak and Medic held him down?
Relax or die.
God, you've almost got it.
Almost got it. Relax or...
Fucking die.
Fucking die!
Okay, that's one.
All right, the next one. What retail establishment did the chicken work at?
Tire.
Say it again.
Canadian Tire.
Correct! Okay, now what was the third? There's another question he's got to answer.
They've been answered. Why did I miss 2 shows?
Club Med Vacation.
Excellent. And what was the name of my original show?
State of the Station.
Excellent. You got all 4 answers.
And
Vampire Soul
Trance. He's getting the Diamond South Rio.
Yay! And a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Wow. I bet you can't believe we're actually going to send you a Diamond Rio, can you?
Where do you live?
I'm not going to tell you on the air.
No. Which city?
Oh, Poco.
Poco, excellent. We don't have to send it.
Oh,
we'll just
really?
Drop it off.
He's in Port Coquitlam?
Excellent. Drexel can deliver it.
No.
That's excellent. So we're going to take your dress and all your vitals and phone number and stuff.
I'm not doing it because I'm fucking half in the bag here. So.
Sean's hammered and he will not write them down correctly.
Give
and
it to
we've got
give
somebody
it to your
downstairs.
Woman here.
Just a second, somebody's downstairs. Hi, you're at the door, Rand Radio. Who's this?
The Resistance.
It's Erase.
Erase is here. Jason from Erase. Excellent. So I'm going to hand it over to the phone answer.
Drexel.
Oh, okay. Drexel can take it.
Drexel. He's the one delivering it.
As long as you hand me a pen and paper as well.
I don't have that.
I've got a knife. You can carve it in your chest.
My memory's not what it used to be.
Why don't we what?
Email it to info@rantradio.com.
Email it. Yeah, everyone.
Oh, yeah,
five.
I'm that guy.
I'm the guy who won it. Vampire.
Yeah, let's get a whole bunch of fucking hackers.
Soul Dance. Send it to me. I'm Vampire Soul Dance.
I'm Vampire Soul Dance.
We just need some paper.
We have large, thick pens.
Okay.
And, Drexel's
Private Drexel is going to exercise.
Thank you very much. You won the Diamond Rio and all that. And that's great. So just press the top one, top red one. We're going to play the chicken one because we couldn't play it before. And this explains Chicken's hard day at work. Here it is. Luncheon meat.
Okay. Height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, it's a lot of motor parts and household stuff. Kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store.
Okay. It's like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example. Except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work. Like, automotive parts.
Okay.
She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? And I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here." She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?
That's like all fucked up.
Crazy.
Okay, so what do we do a live rant? What are we going to rant about? Let's put the rant back
on. Come
around.
On in.
Father's here to kick your ass.
Bring it on, bitch.
It's another
hey
family.
There.
Is he coming in or what's he doing?
I guess he's not coming
in. No, of course he's not coming.
He's gone.
He's out where the booze is.
Yep.
He's probably drinking all my beers. Actually, he's probably drinking my gin, because if he tries to drink...
He had a beer.
Oh, did he?
He had
a beer in his hand.
He's such a beer drinker, you know?
He looks like a beer drinker, huh? Stabs to the microphone. Oh, thanks. At least it wasn't...
Oh, he's getting...
At least it wasn't lit this time.
No roughhousing! Okay, we have full-on combat!
Protect the women! Protect the women!
It's Gracie. He's going for it.
And Mike's hard lemonade.
He's got Ronan Sarah by the nuts. Yes, it's the father.
He was almost demasked.
Okay, and we spilled booze all over the carpet.
Oh, you fools. Okay, we need some.
That's
nice
okay.
Now.
We're moving out.
You know, it's not quite okay. Can we get some
house
stopping
trashing.
Up action? There's some paper towels
They're
in the kitchen.
It. They're on it.
On top of.
It wasn't my booze. I don't give a shit.
There we go. On top of the fridge,
I'm
there's some.
Hold this.
I won't drink it.
I know that.
Oh, excellent. We've got the address for Vampire Soul Trance. We'll read it on the air right now. Aha, we've tricked them.
Everyone, all the sexy chicks who want to show up and give Vampire Soul Trance a blowjob, here's the answer.
Here's...
Because you know there's sexy chicks who listen to the internet on a New Year's
Eve.
He's
a vampire, so you have dress up in a completely...
They're called IRC girls.
IRC girls.
They're summer girls. Summer 13, summer 14. Okay, so...
But
okay. Well, is my wife ever going to leave me? Okay, so... Oh, no, it's all good.
Hi.
It's all...
How are you?
Good. It's all good.
Do we have a rag around? Another one? I told you there's, like, tons of things. Top of fridge. Lots of sopping up equipment.
No worries. Whatever. Okay, so.
Indiana.
What? Let's go to the RC. I want to know
what people
are doing in the fucking RC on New
Year's Eve.
Are they
boozed up?
Hi, Dark One. Dark One, come here. Come here, Dark One.
Making amends.
It's going to get a lot harder, too, the minute you sit down.
Oh, didn't.
Come here.
Oh, he's drunk. Mayor. He's abusive. It's
I'm,
John
I'm
Kennedy.
Abusive. I'm not nearly as hammered as
.com
girl. I made .com girl a pretty stiff fucking gin and tonic.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a 50-50 gin and tonic. That was pretty stiff.
No she's tonic, all gin.
She's all like pulling
just a
her
waft
shirt and stuff.
Of... Hey.
she's having a good time over there all by herself.
At least get on camera.
Yeah. There's Scarlett.
So I can watch later.
Yeah, there you go.
What are people in the IRC doing right now?
What
are they
doing
getting
in the
plastered?
IRC?
What kind of drugs and alcohol are you on?
Yeah, I'm also curious, like, what they're doing looking at computers. Are these, like, all
like,
young guys? Are they old
like,
guys?
What are you doing
party?
Sitting at home?
Yeah.
Listening to our sorry asses.
Yeah, like, I think it's
getting
cool.
Drunk.
I think it's cool that people are listening. I do. Maybe they don't know anybody. Maybe they don't have time to go out. Maybe
that's right.
Maybe they chose to stay
maybe
home and say,
maybe
fuck
it's,
this. No.
Maybe it's so fucking cold and snowy out that they don't want to risk it being on the roads
that's
with all
true.
The, with
that's
all the
true.
You know, in the ice with all the fucked up drunk people.
Yes, Holy Dio is snowed in.
Is
there
he?
We go.
Holy Dio snowed in, okay.
Soul Trance is doing nothing. Drinking, listening to you guys, Kexler. Half Elf has no friends that live near her.
Oh, poor Half Elf.
Poor Half Elf. Aw. And Smokehouse, all his friends ditched him. Where is it? So I'm here with you dorks. The Oracle has no...
Fuck, I love Smokehouse.
The Oracle has no social life. Gorgo Breaker 1, he's 18. He had a mudslide and totaled his car when the girl I asked to spend New Year's with didn't come.
Oh. So he's
ooh,
like
that
all...
Sucks.
He's
so
all
you're like, into all that, like, that crash stuff, but she isn't?
Yeah, so he did it himself. It's Sunday night and no bars are open.
Has anybody seen that movie? That movie Crash?
I haven't seen it.
There's a fucked up scene in that film. Okay, the movie Crash. What's it about? It's about people sexually excited about movies. Okay, sexually excited by movies about cars, car accidents.
Crashes,
car accidents, and like so. Like James Dean had his car accident, and they're all like, you know, touching themselves, jerking off to this car. Right. That's the idea. Now in the film, okay, aside from being uber fucked, right? There's this chick who's got this like full Cronenberg, right? So. She's got this chicken. She's got this full metal brace going on her leg, and it's like I can kind of see how that would be sort of kind of kinky sexual because she's got like the thigh high boots going on, this short skirt, and like the long blonde hair shit happening, right?
She's got a brace on her leg.
She's got a brace on her leg, but it's kind of like this kinky kind of brace. It's like a like
kinky
a heavy
brace,
like a heavy metal kind of design brace, kind of you know heavy metal magazine, you know kind of.
And it goes. Bzz, bzz,
well, no, it doesn't really do that, but it's like you know she's all like. You know, all the way she moves and shit. Chicks can be sexy with, like, their neck and head only, you know. Anyway, like, boxing Helena. Sexy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
still good.
Yeah,
with
still
all,
good. All good.
No arms and
but,
legs.
But what it is...
Skitty says she's not going to stick her finger up his ass.
Oh,
not even
Skitty.
From an order
drink
on high.
More alcohol.
Drink more alcohol. You will do it.
You'll
and
do
make
it.
Sure you lick your finger first.
Yes.
Suck on your finger.
It's still
be considerate.
So
people are going to be like, Sean's drunk. This is when Sean told the 6-year-old to stick your finger up some guy's ass. Anyway, okay, getting back to this Crash movie. Okay, I'm not that drunk yet. Okay, where in the film they're looking at this crash car. They get to this crash car, which is a car that was in the crash that the actors actually died in. Okay,
right.
And there's these two straight guys, and they're both into this shit, you know. And then they're in the crash car, and they're like sitting in the crash car where this guy died. And they're so overwhelmed by the moment that they start to neck.
Any port in a storm.
And they're like, and they're all like got the tongue in each other's mouth. You know, now...
Some people just don't care where they
really
get
would
say, I would say that me and Drexel are into a lot of the same things. We're into a lot of the same things.
I don't think I like being a partner in your little...
No, just hear me out here.
He just sees where this is heading and he doesn't like
it's like we're both into really cool tech. Okay, really cool gadgets and tech. We both are, it's true.
We both get angry.
And we both get really angry for no real good reason.
You guys
we
can
both
go to
get really bad road rage. But it's not
Comdex.
Like we're going to be at, like, Comdex in Las Vegas, and somebody has, like, a PDA cell phone digital recorder all in one that, you know, actually is a light...
A
lightsaber. If there's anything that was going to make...
Lightsaber.
If there's anything that would make me, like, truly horny, it would be a lightsaber... Okay.
It must be the
but no
phallic
matter
shape.
How amazing a lightsaber would be, I would never just turn to Drex and begin kissing him madly. Like
he might do it to be the center of attention.
No, I like,
but never for a lightsaber. Never because he was turned on by a lightsaber.
I think
get out of the bathroom.
Drex, if me and Drex actually found a couple of lightsabers, I think we'd be so overcome with joy we might hug. think that might happen in Weep, perhaps.
Or more likely, we'd instantly engage in a lightsaber duel.
Yeah. Not more likely. Because
you got to keep them
Does
both.
It work? No. smash. Yeah, it'd be bad. We'd be all killing each other and shit. If you destroy me, I would become more powerful than you can ever imagine. Yeah, but I'll have
Strike
the other lightsaber.
Down.
Oh, fucker!
Oh, two lightsabers.
Fuck Ash. Conan didn't know how to use a lightsaber. Shut up. Okay, so anyway.
Whoever phone can phone.
He knew how to use a lightsaber better than Todd.
Todd knows how to use lightsabers.
No.
Yes, he does.
He's seen the movie.
Everyone
Conan
thinks Sergeant Todd's better than Conan. Say so in the RC.
Sergeant Todd is supposed to be in our world, right?
He's in the future. He's actually in the Blade Runner world.
In the
which
future.
Which is another reason why Sergeant Todd is... Chris, bear in mind, it's not really fair because there's, like, magic in Conan.
Hi, you're on Rare Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Zach.
Blah, blah. Who?
Everything's hey, Zach. I'm cold.
Okay. Are you downstairs?
Downstairs.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Who is it?
Oh, no, we'll kill him if he's, like, trying to get in or something.
All right, well, whatever.
What if he's trying to get in and we want him?
Somebody from
kill
Cult.
Him?
It could be Soul Trance.
That quick?
Maybe.
From Poco?
No.
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 Could have phoned.
He would have said so when I was talking to him seconds
ago.
Yeah,
coming over to pick up my Diamond Rio. Somebody
and
from
Cult. And not even I drive that fast.
Or I, which is pretty competitive. Drax Hall's a better driver because he can handle, like, tight spaces, but I probably drive faster. Probably.
Probably.
Wow.
No, better van, under pressure. My van has better. A governor on it at 160. I was quite upset about that.
What does the speed limit go up to?
On my speedometer?
Your speedometer, yep.
180.
The little needle.
But it doesn't go up to it. Oh, somebody put that in?
160 is the governor. Like, it won't drive faster than 160.
Whatever happens to Cal Worthington?
No, it cuts out completely.
Does anybody know?
Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
Which
is never a fucking dog.
In California.
Cal Worthington and his dog, Spunk?
They're big into California.
If you want to buy a car, go see Cal.
That's right.
That's the one. Drilled into the skulls of every child from, like, Alaska to Northern 85. California.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Romeo Jr.
Romeo Jr., how you doing?
The cult historian. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
Doing all right. Hang on. Cerulean wants the phone.
Yeah, turn down your radio there.
Hello, Cerulean. Remember me? I called in last week.
Cerulean, yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Cerulean. How you doing?
From Boston.
I'm alive. The CEO forgot to warn them about me.
You're up in Alaska.
Alaska, yeah. I'm pimping this Air Force base up over here.
Right on. Are you having a good time?
Oh, it's awesome here. I never want to leave. They're all going to have to support me forever now.
Oh, really?
I'm sure they can arrange that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, are you having a good time? Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink,
wink.
Nudge,
nudge.
Nudge. Have you been spitting on your finger or what?
Oh.
That's not a no.
That's not a no.
You got the Rocco videos, don't you? Alt binaries, multimedia, erotica. That's where you're spending your time. Tell me that's true. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I knew it.
I have no idea how much porn is on the computers over
there.
Oh, no,
there. I know. I have access to a server.
Help, I'm getting attacked by Romeo Jr. He's just upset because I whooped his ass in video games.
Oh, I see.
See, I never played this game, and I come up here, and I'm laying my SmackDown, and they can't handle being beat by a girl.
They just need to get used to getting beat by a girl. You have to put on a mask and spank them.
I've done that already.
I'm noticing.
Oh, wow. There we go. Wow. We got to get some recordings done for on the air. We'll say, another great coupling brought together by Rant Radio. Call me mommy. It'll be great. All right, babe, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
I'm noticing a trend with this show.
Everyone's drunk. Everyone's a bit more liberal with your sexuality.
Hey, I'm married.
It keeps getting
dead.
More and more sexual. I like the spin on the finger thing. That was great.
That was very nice.
That was
sassy.
That was like in the first hour, okay?
That was in the first hour. That was after only one gin and tonic.
Recurring theme.
We always degrade down.
That's
to
why.
That.
That's why the dark one's sitting here. She's got the leech firmly around my neck here. It's like
soon we'll be degraded to the level of farts and anal sex.
Farts and anal sex. Yes.
We gotta play that promo. That one where it's like, what have you learned while listening to Rant Radio?
Right.
And there's also that one like farting ice hole. And hey, where are you going? I used to listen to Rant Radio.
Oh, yeah,
and now
no,
they're like,
that was,
they're like. Farts and anal sex. That's an awesome one. The school one. You know the one
and
we're talking about.
Here it is. Promo, you've learned.
Now that you've started listening to Rant Radio, what have you learned?
I've learned to tell my preacher no.
when he asks me to do things that I think are wrong.
I learned to say bitch repeatedly, in reference to men.
I learned how to get out those pesky bloodstains.
I've learned how to teach my dog to say, I love you.
I've learned Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
I've learned that the more beer I drink, the worse my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer I drink, the better my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer he drinks, the better my show gets.
Okay, do that again because we may have laughed too soon.
It's true.
I've learned how to reboot my computer 5 times in a row. I've learned to type with one hand very efficiently.
I've learned how to type with one hand while my dog says I love you.
Way to go, James.
The laughs will be awesome.
I've learned that it's a great idea to keep a towel near the computer at all times.
I know why that roll of tissue paper behind my monitor keeps getting smaller while everything stays dusty.
That's the masturbation focus.
I've learned surprisingly little.
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
It's the one that's
listen to Rant Radio or we'll kick your fucking teeth in.
Rant Radio,
listen up!
All right, we're back.
Steel toe mouthwash for you, fuckery.
Boot.
And now, a severe beating of a high school Spanish teacher. You gotta get those. Who's got those? Hey, where's my fucking pitcher, Egon?
What's that from?
Adam Sandler. It's Adam Sandler's, No! They're all gonna laugh at you! His first album, which was actually funny, versus his next album, which is like, hey, play that cult one. The cult one I did.
Which one was that?
Join the cult. The Adam Sandler, Join the Cult.
Okay.
Play that one. That's a great one.
Okay.
That one's fucking awesome. No! They're all gonna laugh at you!
I'm gonna have to.
Sean's getting more and more gunned here. You know what I need? I need a convertible with a 50 mount on a Pentel. That's what I need.
Okay, here's
we'll
Sean.
Drive to Vegas with a here's monkey.
Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Doing a promo for the cult.
No, I know what you
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with hoi.
Never mind, that's not it.
That's the original cult promo.
This is us. This is you him need, clicking around the computer
turkey,
trying to find the promo.
Wild turkey.
Wild
that'll
turkey.
Be the answer to all your questions.
Wild turkey. Yep, there you go.
That stuff's
wild
nasty.
Turkey
that shit's like vodka. Or tequila.
Wild turkey. What is wild turkey, exactly?
You know what? I get up in the morning and I...
It's scotch. It's scotch.
It's bad scotch.
It's bad scotch. It's like bottom of the barrel.
It's Hunter Thompson's drink of choice.
Same one.
I'm so glad you dropped that.
I think so.
The beating of a high school student is being sent by Smokehouse. Thank you very much.
There you go.
You have a high school. Are we broadcasting?
Are we
yes.
broadcasting still? There you go.
Is this thing on?
I can't tell.
I swear to God, man. I think I should be like a new icon for Hunter S. Thompson. You know, I'll be like this hacker Hunter S. Thompson. You know, be like, well, there I was, deep inside the Unix mainframe. Did we know what the fuck was going on? So I just started deleting drivers on random. Guy's monitor wouldn't work. Neither would his printer. Every time I turn on his monitor, it would just say, fuck you, and then turn off real quickly. Couldn't get it to boot up again. Scared the shit out of everybody else in the office. He said, fuck you, I swear to God, he'd say. But such was not the case.
You can't do that here. This is Penguin Country.
You can't do that here. This is Linux. This is Penguin Country. Those fucking Linux Nazis. I hate those fuckers. They're all fucking, Linux is the best ever. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, well, do you have an office suite? Where's your office suite? Hello? Anybody got an office suite for Linux? No.
A driver. My kingdom for a driver.
Yeah, like, oh, will it work with that sound card? No. Oh, that's a great operating system you got there, but it's stable as fuck. Just like the OpenBSD. OpenBSD! It's so stable!
It runs nothing and sits there.
It
never crashes.
I have the Rock operating system. My Rock has never crashed. I've never had to reboot it. It's uber stable.
And when it's bored, I can smoke it.
Like, fuck! I hate that shit! They're all like, oh, Microsoft sucks! Well, I don't got a real hard on for Microsoft, but it's like, fuck, guys, at least their shit sort of works. Well, no, it crashes all the time! Well, yeah, but the thing is, Linux doesn't run anything. You know? Well, the fuck
or
you
have
want?
To spend 5 days installing
it. Linux is only free if your time has no value.
There you go, that's the same.
Like, that's how it works. Okay, I'd rather just I treat it as a tool and a plus. You know, right now, I can just see my email is teeming. Sean, you don't know anything about Linux. You can't be saying that. You've got a position of authority.
Yes, I do. I know everything.
I know. Fuck it. You. I drink 10 gin and tonics. You think I know fuck nothing? Well, I stand here and tell you now. I know fuck all.
The main thing is I want to support the Linux people just because. This year, I tried to install Windows 2000 on my computer and came very perilously close to a complete nerves breakdown.
What the fuck? Windows K is way too easy to install.
No. I could install it. The only problem is it wouldn't run anything. I have a scanner. I have two printers. I have this Wacom pen tablet.
A Wacom pen tablet?
They don't.
My God, man, she's got a Wacom
pen tablet.
It was just like... Oh my God, my computer can now do fuck all. it's like, oh, I'm sorry, all your equipment is obsolete. Go out and buy new stuff. Fuck you. Hey. By the end of the day, I was like up in my bathroom blubbering. Oh my God.
As long as you can download anal sex porn, you're okay.
What is that? Girl on the left. Girl on the left. Hey, wait, stop. Hold it. Hold it. Go look. You don't want to know. Don't ask. You don't want to know.
Thank you.
Look here. Look here.
Did I just stumble on something here?
What's going on?
All right, now listen up.
I have a question.
I have a question to ask a man. I have a question as a man asking a woman.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I have a question as a man asking a woman. When a man tries to install something or tries to do anything and becomes heavily frustrated, he will break it. Or he will go, fucking thing, and start off.
No, I try.
Stop, I'm not done my question.
Jessica a couple times, and then my hands
hurt. Shut your mouth. Okay? When a guy is done, but women, when they get really frustrated, they cry. Why do they do that?
Why? Because breaking in the computer is fucking expensive.
No, I realize that, but they cry. And they get really upset, and they cry. And I don't understand that.
The crying thing.
Like, why is that? It's not a diss. It's not a diss.
If I try and break the computer, I'll hurt my hands.
So you cry.
If I cry, my face gets puffy, and... Then afterwards, I feel better. Occasionally, people feel sorry for my ass and help me out.
It is
a ploy. As I have
help.
The truth is...
All crying is a ploy.
I don't know.
Spoken for a cold bitch.com girl.
It's a ploy I wish that I didn't... It's a ploy that I wouldn't implement so often because I swear to God, I wish I didn't.
You know
cry.
What
it's
it
like,
is?
I see TV shows and it's just like, oh,
I'm gonna say it on the air here because it's true. I'm gonna say it on the air because it's fucking true.
Don't dare speak the truth.
Guys will back me up on this, okay? When you're in a relationship, girls will come in and they'll like rearrange your whole fucking apartment. They'll move in and be like, boom, everything's rearranged. They'll take down all your posters. They'll fucking clean shit that has never been cleaned. They'll be like, oh my God.
Pick one. What are you talking about, Sean?
No, it's true. It's true. They will. Any chick will do this. They'll be like,
what?
Oh, you should go and you should do this and blah, blah, blah. Don't even try to act surprised because all women do this. It's fucking
shit.
Have you
seen my fucking room, Sean?
No,
I've been. You think I clean?
Have you seen your boyfriend's room? I bet you cleaned up his house, haven't you?
Fuck no, he's cleaned up mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, regardless, you're the exception to the rule.
Exception to the rule.
Women
all
do
right,
this.
He broke the rule of never using never. And always and whatever, but you know
most
what he's talking about.
The
there we go.
Anyway, regardless. All right, listen up.
Point being made.
The thing is, though, that they will come in, and women think that they can run men's lives. They do, because they think that what they'll do is they'll just, their tactic is to hit them with a whole lot of words. Because guys don't like that. Be like, why did you do this? Well, I just wanted to make everything better, and you always try to make things better, and I'm just trying to do this, and, well, you know, we can put it back. You just had to say we can put it back the way we wanted it. And we're like, holy fuck, okay, whatever.
Keep it that way. Looks great.
It's not a big deal, but this is just an announcement for all the girls who are listening.
The reason why, the only reason I've done any furniture rearranging recently was because this morning I just about poked my goddamn eye out when I coughed when I was lying on my bed this morning.
That's case in point. That's a live demo right there. Okay.
Live demo of what? It was my fucking furniture, Sean.
Beta version right there.
That's okay. Okay.
Lots of bugs.
The thing, she's all,
finish! Revealing our secrets! Are you done yet?
What women should know is that when men do decide to say no, there is no shifting it. It's very rare that that happens, but it does occur from time to time. Because bear in mind, too, like, for example, using an example of my own life, Dark One will never allow a computer in the bedroom. I have tried! To get a computer in the bedroom, and I have never actually gotten a reason for this. I want to get a computer in the bedroom. No.
No.
Like Cheyenne Mountain door closed. Woo! Okay, that's
open
it.
Open the blast doors.
Well, the one thing I know, Sean, this may answer your question, is that I've seen a lot of women's magazines claiming that if you have a TV or a computer in your bedroom, that it will distract from your sexual energy. So
yeah,
I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, no, my parents always have a TV in their bedroom, and according to my friends, they're constantly having sex.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
There was no feeling for me because I never knew.
Oh, my God.
I was just completely ignorant to the fact. I never knew. But apparently all those times where I came home and my parents were lying in bed naked with big smiles on their faces and I was completely clueless.
Oh, they're just jumping on the bed.
No. Constant sex with my parents, and they always have a television in there.
What's Daddy doing to Mommy?
That's the worst thing.
What's Mommy doing to Daddy?
Everybody listening has been woken up. Everybody's been woken up. You know, you're lying in bed. I've had it happen. My parents are right next to mine. You hear this. And you wake up, and you're like, what the fuck is that? You know, you're 14 years old, so you're like, what the fuck? And you're like sitting there, and then slowly the painful mask is removed, and you're like, oh, my fucking God! And you're like,
when you're,
I've been listening for 15 minutes! Oh, my Jesus! You know,
at least
worried.
When you're a six-year-old child, you think it's the monster in
the
closet.
Oh, God, no. Not me. I was too smart. I was sitting there. I'm like, oh, God.
You're
so clueing.
Like, your dad isn't beating your mother.
Oh, I
the painful truth is revealed.
I put my pillow over my head. You know what I mean? Which I have a...
Walkmans are a blessing, kids.
I have a theory. Everyone I've talked to about this has told me about their parents having sex. You know what they do? They always say they hear the same thing. They always hear people go, that kind of a thing.
Do the parents actually think that you don't hear them?
Maybe they get off.
Now that the majority of us are getting at that age where kids are probably getting quite close around the horizon.
Right.
Not that it's going to happen, but it could. We're
God
at that
save
age.
Us all.
We're at that age, yeah.
God save us all.
Sweet Christ, please don't let it happen to me.
Yeah.
Are we going to make the same mistakes our parents did?
No, you know what? And that's
no, the children are up in the basement.
No.
In the basement with you, children.
Yes. In the basement.
You get to lobby. You get
to... You're going to Nana's.
Nice.
Good for
now
you.
Now it all makes sense.
This is why they have love hotels in Japan.
One word that can solve this problem is called soundproofing.
No. You know why? Because it won't be necessary. Think about it. Everyone in our generation, right? We all woke up to,
except me.
Right? How many of you, and I don't need to know this, but how many of you make those sounds now when you have sex? You don't.
You avoid them, huh?
Nobody makes those sounds. You know why? Because you're like, oh, it's like my mom and my dad. So you make other sounds, you know, and then, like, you never wake up. You know, no one ever woke up to their parents going, fuck me. Fuck me hard. It never happened. Never happened. It was always grunts and groans.
I sing Wilson.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's
we
really
have
wrong.
An exception to the rule in there.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so sad.
I'm
but
so sorry.
You normally don't hear that shit. Okay. You don't hear that shit.
Bad hitting the wall.
Smack it! Smack that monkey, you sick motherfucker! Okay, like this. With the table leg! You know, like, that shit
You know why parents don't do that shit? Is because the last thing you want is for your six-year-old kid to go to their kindergarten teacher. Miss Smith, well, what does spank my monkey mean? I heard my daddy say it. What does it mean?
Ask your father, you little bastard. That's what I'd say.
Yes, but, you know, there's certain things you don't want to have. You don't want certain issues raised during that.
I wish I could. I should run a daycare. I should open a fucking cult daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
Those are Republicans,
the
dear.
No.
They're stopping me from going to the bathroom. Does any of this sound familiar?
These kids would have, like, you know, the group punishment thing. Little Susie was late for class today.
I've got a better...
We'll all be in the push-up position while we wait for little Susie.
I'll
get out of the fucking bathroom.
I'll tell you a better idea. Like I think over in Japan, they have love hotels. You go,
love hotels.
Well, yeah, it's love, like... Shot. You know, and it's like you're able, you get out, there's a space where you can go.
Sail!
You know, there's like even if you live in a fucking cramped apartment with like, you know, 15, with like, you know, 15 of your relatives, you can still go off and get some privacy. It's like, strange to me, it's like, why the hell has this idea not come here? Like, we've got this sort of the Fleabag motel, but, you know, they're not.
North American
by the hour
are cheap.
And they don't care.
You know what it really is? Is because of the import market for Japanese cars. You can't fuck in a back seat anymore because you don't have these monster muscle cars like you used to with the
Rumble
seat.
Because in Japan, they have love hotels.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever
tried? There, it makes
okay,
sense
anybody
now.
Anybody who's ever tried to fuck in a back seat, it is like a poor solution. Any way you
very
can.
Bad.
Hey, man, I got more than enough room in my ABC.
You're three apples high. You can fuck anywhere. You can fuck in the glove compartment of a fucking Sprint, okay? A big asshole like me, fuck that, okay?
You're fat.
I'm not fat, I'm big boned, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm so buff, I can't even fuck in the backseat of a Lincoln, okay? No, but seriously.
Last time you saw your toes.
Toes are fucking subjective, shut up. Okay,
you got a lot of bone hanging over the edge of your pants there.
Oh, yeah, well, you're looking pretty tight in those pants. I'd just be quiet if I was you.
Ooh,
I'm not so easily scarred. Her boyfriend's gonna come in. What are you laughing at? You put your hands.
You don't you.
I'm 14 years old. And I'm really horny.
We're all being mean. I'm being mean.
It doesn't work for you.
Stab. She's
it
all
mean. Doesn't work for you.
No. Girl on the left is always awesome. I'm glad.
Curve him up like
noticed,
a Christmas turkey.
You notice that her boyfriend's here. She's not playing footsie with me this show.
Yeah, she's moved over.
In a different position because
that?
my usual.
She's not playing.
She's not girl on the left today.
She's not girl on the left.
I'm always girl on the left because I'm
never,
always on the left of something.
There. She's
I have
never
a question
there,
about
so.
That. Is that girl on the left relative to like a political position? Is that what that means?
No, it was... Don't you
relative
remember?
To the
no.
vision
Do you not remember
I
how
don't
it
remember.
Happened?
I don't.
Okay, it was like I was here. It was like, okay, well, Aaron's showing up more regularly now.
Here.
We're going to have to come up with a kick-ass name for her. And our friend, Lieutenant Major Zombie, goes on to the IRC doing that little spam thing. He was doing, who's the girl on the left? Who's the girl on the left? Everybody's like,
he had like this huge phallic hard on for
the girl
on the left.
Who's the girl on the left? Who's the girl on the left? Hey, look at the IRC. Who's the girl on the left? Who's the girl on the left? There's an idea.
Would you be willing to do like posters? Would you be willing to do like a rant radio photo shoot?
How about a calendar?
We want.
She already did. We did a photo shoot outside
like
in the hallway.
Did we? I never got those.
No, no. Me and the girl on the left.
Because you're like easily our longest standing, you know,
female
from first day she came.
Yeah,
she came
really.
Every day.
Yeah,
every
like
day.
It's very cool. So would you be willing to do a calendar to generate
just,
rant radio money?
Not just her.
No,
I'll do
it.
I got speed.
Rant radio revenue.
Like DJ calendar. Yeah. Like
we already have
everybody?
Your picture.
It'd be very tense.
And for December, it's Sean giving himself
the
a bath in the snow.
Yeah, we should. We should do that. You haven't seen that video, or have you seen that video?
I saw that.
Oh, you saw my dangly bits. You better kill her. You better
kill her now.
Sean, I saw Sean's
dick.
With the slushy machine.
Actually, Sean gets all horny with the slushy machine. Sean mates with the blueberry slushy.
I've seen a couple screen captures from it. There could be. I think that it's far.
What are you talking about?
No,
up in the
Y2K.
Last New Year's, it was snowing and Sean needed a bath. So
I showed him how to do a snow bath and we filmed it.
Oh yeah, no, I did see that.
it looked painful.
They took a bucket of ice water out of the creek, which was like. Blue. It was like that really
Gretchen,
cold fucking crazy
You
blue.
Took a bucket of ice water.
And then I like, I'm taking my hands and I'm soaking my head in the water. And then I go and I take the snow and I have a snow bath where you like rub it all over your genitalia and then the crack of your leg joins your torso and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I didn't see that part.
Then he said, who's
like,
hard? You want to see hard? See fucking hard. Whips down his
he
pants.
Won't be for a while.
Yeah, you know, if I was rubbing ice and snow all over my ho-ho, it wouldn't be hard.
No, less
actually,
than
if
hard.
You do it long enough, it does get hard, and then it'll crack off.
Yeah,
it would be like the Holy Grail.
Run away!
No, it's so true though. I mean, like, and it I think I'm actually permanently damaged from the army. Because, like, I can do that shit and it doesn't really affect me that much. Like, you know, it's weird.
Nothing quite like frostbite.
It's the blubber.
There.
Maybe I need to eat more pears. Fuck you, you skinny, courier-ass piece of shit. Fuck you and your monkey.
We're going to play some more old promos.
I'll have you know that I'm going to be buff in the next 3 months.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
You don't believe me.
Come back when you're buff.
Fuck you. Okay,
I will be happy for you when you're buff in 3 months.
4,000.
I will be happy for you.
MF! I'm back.
Okay, who here, who in the IRC does not think I will be buff in 3 months?
You know,
you're not in the IRC, though.
You don't need to work out. You're a skinny person, Sean. It's just that when you eat two steaks and a piece of chicken, plus this heaping pile of fucking carbos,
I'm fucking hungry.
You don't
need
all that.
Okay, I have a Sean eating story.
Their first day on starting to change your life.
There are people starting their
first day. You're going to go
because of you.
A whole day, no food. Your stomach's going to shrink a bit. Okay, and then you're going to eat like normal, like a normal person. Not like a normal Sean who freaks out, goes crazy, and eats this gigantic fucking Alberto's plate full of food. Yeah, you don't need that much to survive.
Ever had Mike Fridays? They make
Mike Fridays is amazing.
That's great. Pasta. Yeah, you don't need that much pasta.
You know what? You know what?
Shrink your stomach, my friend.
Do you know what?
A day without food.
There are people listening right now that's like, yeah, Sean, you kick ass. Yeah, Sean, you eat that fucking food. Because there's fat people listening right now who spend all their time in front of the screens. You know why? Because they're never going to get laid and they know it.
Babs says, but you don't need that much.
They're living
food.
Their life vicariously through you.
And they're like, fuck yeah, Sean. Stand up for the fat programmers of the world.
But whatever, Richard Simmons.
All the fat girls.
What's that?
Cameraman, what you going to work? This one's for all the fat girls.
Did you ever wonder, like, you see two fat people and they fuck? Do they find each other attractive?
Or are they just...
Why are you looking at me?
I was going to make a joke about...
It's a booze.
I'm starting to get really scared here.
Are they just glad they're getting any?
You are kind of looking a little cute right now.
Sean, how about if two fucking emaciated heroin supermodels...
Banging the hips together.
Find each other attractive?
Ow! It's like, yeah.
Ow, you bruised me. Ow!
It's like a bad Japanese house. All tongue and groove, not a stud in the place. Oh. It's all wrong. We all know it.
You know, it's sexy when you're doing a doggy so I can feel their spine.
Yes, I like to hear the bones crack. Nothing like a 911 girl for me. Oh, baby! Hey, easy you. Don't be hitting me in the ribs. Dark One's got the Caliprod out. Later, honey. Later, honey. Okay, so, all right, what are we talking about?
Babs believes you, and she goes, Sean Buff.
Sean Buff. I want to get
like
buff.
Like I said, I'd be happy for you.
You know what, motivated
now?
Me? You know what motivated me to get buff? You know what motivated me to get buff?
I say we take pictures tonight.
Sean?
Show us pictures
before.
Tonight, and then in 3 months... We'll take the pictures again.
I've got the digital camera. We'll take photos fucking here.
I'll be his personal trainer.
Do you have it here?
Just like on those shows where the guy's eating the fucking sandwich. Come on, another push-up.
Just wait. No, go ahead. Seriously.
Do you have the digital camera?
Yeah, we have it here.
Because I want shots of the studio because everything's leaving.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Can you grab the digital camera for me, please? Thanks, Dark One. Oh, my gosh.
We have some...
Maybe a cheeseburger.
And give me a cheeseburger and a couple donuts.
Get your hands in. Did you make me a pie?
I would never say that to Dark One because she's...
She would kick your ass.
Satan. No, she wouldn't actually kick my ass. She would have this large thing with a horse's head and a goat's body and long tendrils for arms that I need a saving throw every time it stabs me. Yeah, no.
The glitter demon of Slanish.
All bad.
Nice.
There's the... Okay, so I'm going to take off my shirt.
For the love of God, no!
Right down to your skivvies.
Set them up against there.
Come on.
You're feeling the paint off the wall, lad!
Down to your underwear. Come on.
I was in the army for 3 years. I could be so hammered, I could be puking and not sure of my name. And you could not make me strip down to my skivvies, okay? Believe you me.
Just underwear.
I'll
come
see
on.
Your shirt and I'll drop my pants.
No, don't do that.
Okay, you did it last year.
No, I didn't.
Y2K, you're rubbing the snow all over your dick.
You promised you wouldn't tell anyone because I said I wouldn't.
You already told everyone. A little late now.
All right. I'm going to take off my shirt and fucking we'll take a photo and we'll do it so that all around...
Up against the wall there.
Okay, but somebody's got to keep track. What's 3 months from today?
It's New Year's. I'm guessing
March 31st.
Oh, okay.
No, we got to get on video.
He's going to race. He's going to go home. Oh, there are no racies.
No, that's fine. I will. No, 3 months. That's cool. I'm into that.
I'm like a bass player to get me some brew.
I'm a guitar player.
Sean is getting up. And we'll keep it on the video camera so you lucky people who are watching the video.
And don't suck it in.
Okay, I will bloat my stomach out.
You would only be working against yourself if you sucked it in. If you leave it all out right now.
You're like one of those fucking hairless Japanese boys.
Okay, Sean the Unbox.
to the side, back up.
We were just reminiscing about last New Year's, when Sean not only stripped down. Do you remember your bath last year, Sean?
What's that?
Yeah.
Scrub.
Area, bitch, give me a
beat. No, he said you're a bass player. I said, no, you're my guitar player. Yeah. No one wants that punishment.
How
what
doing?
Was that? Did
what
we get
were
a...
you doing back there?
Oh, my God.
Put your pants on, son.
He saw you taking your clothes off, and he thought he'd prepare.
Me and Ronan Sarian. It's like those Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock fucking love videos. People are going to be writing, like, Ronan Sarian.
I'm surprised people haven't...
Head, like, sex episodes.
I'm surprised people haven't done that.
Fucking the green beast.
Sean Flash. Oh, my God.
There we go. There's the really sexy Uber. You know what really motivated me? Two things motivated me to actually go that way. I have a gold body type. Because you have to, it'd be unrealistic.
Oh, sweet
Christ.
It would be unrealistic for me, yeah.
Giant.
Oh,
yeah, I know, it's bad.
You want help? One day without food, it will shrink your stomach, and then you can
go back to
being a normal person.
That's bullshit.
No, it works.
Fuck you,
no.
I've gone like weeks with eating minimal food, and I keep putting weight on.
No, one day without food, your stomach shrinks.
No, I've
That's
gone.
Why,
I've
no,
gone
no.
like a day without eating.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
I'm telling you,
stomach work.
Okay, how old are you?
Better idea.
How old are you?
Where's my drink? Who's got my drink?
Become a vegan. You'll lose weight.
28.
Okay, you're still probably at
that
questionable period where your metabolism hasn't moved.
No, it's moved. Trust me.
Your drink has gone.
That's your mic, sorry.
You sat on it and enveloped it.
Did you pass me out? Sorry. It got lost somewhere in my
A pinner.
Okay. No, but in all seriousness, okay, so...
What's your plan there, Sean?
Don't worry about it. No, I have a plan.
You have a plan.
I have a plan, and not only... You.
It's the five-year plan.
How about the motivation?
No, it's a three-month plan, but there's, like, I have a plan for something I'm going to bring to cult, which is going to be, like, a mind-body-changing, altering, enhancement experience.
Experience.
Oh my God!
It sounds like
an infomercial.
Yeah, Tony Robbins or whatever his name is. Anthony Robbins.
I've got to write it all out. I've got to bequeath it to the masses. And it involves.
You said an adult celebrity diet plan.
No, it's not a diet plan. No, it has to do with mecha and technology.
Are there any two-headed cats?
Yeah. Well, no, but
there could be.
But that's up to personal
discretion.
Oh, so basically what you're saying is that hard suits are slimming.
No, it involves Jedi powers, mecha, and not two-headed cats, but enhancing your mind and body. Now, everybody in the IRC is going, oh my God, Sean's really fucking hammered. He's talking about mecha and enhancing his body. He took his shirt off, so he's going to get buff. What the hell? No, seriously. That's my idea. I'll write it all out. Don't you worry about it. But in any case, what were we going to talk about?
I've got some promos.
You got some promos?
Yep.
Did you play that one? Did you play that one about not what have you learned at Rant Radio? It's that one where it's like
white sweater.
Played that one. Fuck. It's the one where they're sitting there like ding 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 ding.
No, that's not.
I want. I want to hear Al from Americans from Purity again.
Yeah, we have Al from Americans from Purity.
That fucking owns.
That
I've showed
Al.
That to so many people.
Everybody wants to hear Al. Everyone loves to hear the Al freak out. You've never heard the Al freak out.
Oh my! It was.
This
it
is
was
me
amazing.
Snapping.
It was. It was
not
better
heard
than
the Al freak out.
You've
never heard? No.
Okay, Al.
Oh,
is this
sweet
guy
Christ!
From
I know who he
phone.
Is. I know the story. I just want to hear the freak out.
Okay, for .com girl, Al is a guy. For our listeners who don't know. Al was a guy from a group called Americans for Purity who wants to put teenagers in jail for jerking off.
Anyone. Until they're married.
They think that female genital mutilation may not be such
yeah, like
a bad
idea.
Thing.
Female circumcision where we remove your clitoris, yeah, that's all good.
Or just burn
and,
it up.
And then, what was it? It was either Sean or Sumerian was, how are you going to test females for masturbation? Because you have a whole different genitalia makeup.
Sniffing dogs
with sniffing fingers and stuff.
It was just fucking wigged. Okay, so we're going to find it.
Let me get in on that.
Which one is it? Do people know?
I forbid you insert a tampon, ladies.
Huh. Do you know anybody know the date of it? I know I have it.
Holy Dio would know.
Okay,
Smokehouse would know.
Somebody tell me what date that is, and I will play it. Here's some rant. Here's some promos. This is the one where Drex came back to the show from the Army, and one about a contest, and Bob's Newfie joke.
Master Corporal, we didn't learn any hand-to-hand combat this summer, and Bob won't get out of my seat.
No problem there, Private Drex. Oh, we'll fix that up real quick. Let me just flip through these PAMs. Ground arms, attention, forward march. Ah, Bob removal. For ease of learning, this movement has been broken down into squads. Squad 1, 1. All that is done in Squad 1 is the Bob is picked up in an underhand grasp by the neck. Seen? Squad 2, 2. All that is done in Squad 2 is the Bob is put into the air, clasping into the neck and the groinal region. Is there something outside that is more interesting than my drill class? No? Good. Squad 3, 3. All that is done in Squad 3 is the Bob is thrown in an overhead motion out the window to the pavement below. Scene?
Scene.
All right, Private Drexel, practice this on your own time, and I will come around to see that it is being done correctly.
Come on, Bob, I've got to pass my PO check.
Private Drexel, is that an underhand grasp? Does it look remotely like an underhand grasp? Pay attention to detail, Private Drexel. We will be here all night until you get this correct.
What the Hell Show celebrates the triumphant return of Drexel, but don't worry, Bob's not going anywhere.
My leg! Let go! Go my leg! Max, don't go my leg!
Get back here, you.
Call Rant Radio now at 1-800-438-7546 for this month's contest. Hammer, tell them what they can win.
You get a limited edition gold-plated signed Rant Radio sign and a special limited edition gold-plated signed Rant Radio CD with original Rant Radio material, which you know and love.
This month's question is, who burnt Bula Bula's car? Hello, caller number one, what's your answer?
Is it the ringleader, Chris King?
Not this time, caller number two.
It's my cousin Aziz. He slept with my wife too, the bastard.
I don't know what you said, but that's the wrong answer. So, caller number three.
Oh, hey, is this the drug crisis line? I was wondering if I could maybe get some drugs.
Yes, but call Anki on the other line. Caller number four.
Is it Glenn Clark?
No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. Caller number five.
I know they're all bursts from the Scarlet Horde of Babylon. I think it's the Turks.
Those curly shoot bastards, we think it's the Turks too. You win the CD. Please stay on the line. We'll take your name and number off air.
No Turks were harmed in the making of this contest.
So anyhow, one day, there's two brothers. One of the brothers gets a job in Tirana. He says, hey there, buddy. He says, I'm going to Tirana. He says, I got a job. He says, right on. He says, go then. So about a week later, he says, his brother gives him a call. He says, he's at home. He said, he's had a rough day at work. He says, hey there, buddy. He says, how's the job going? He says, oh, it's going great. He says, you're going to have to bring me down to Tirana. He says, buy me some beer. He says, you're making lots of money now. He says, right then, buddy. He says, come down. He says, go to the corner, eat the payphone, give me a call, come down, pick you up. We'll go have a beer. He says, right. So he takes the bus, comes over the ferry, says, comes in Tirana, goes to the corner, finds a phone, gives his brother a call. He says, hey, brother. He says, I'm down on the corner here. He says, come pick me up. He says, well, which corner are you on there, brother? He says, there's a lot of corner in Tirana. It's not like Newfoundland, eh? He says, hey, great, everybody. Well, he says, go out in the corner there and says, look on the street and it'll tell you which street you're on. He says, right there, buddy. He looks, drops the phone. Dun-dun-dun. So he says, which corner are you on? He says, right, I'm on the corner. Walk and don't walk.
All right.
Rodent Syriette's got a good joke.
Okay.
Yeah, we're into the joke section of the inning.
And then we'll play.
Why do people from Newfoundland and the people from Fargo sound almost identical?
Oh, God. Fargo is like my hell. If I die and go to hell, I will have a chicken farm in Fargo. Oh, well, you woke up from life, eh? Welcome
to this, eh? Yeah.
You're going to spend all of this feeding chickens, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you like chickens,
but you
got to
admit, that movie was fucking awesome.
No, it sucked ass
it
for
fucking
awesome.
Ruled,
fuck
man.
That. You see that movie in Shiloh.
I own that movie.
You see it in Shiloh and you tell me where you're like, oh, I'm going to escape for a while. I'm going to get away from the prairies and I got 2.5 hours.
No way. The best scene, the guy, he's after they kill the Steve Buscemi and the blonde haired guy killed the cop. They killed the cop. And then the couple drives by.
Warning.
And he's like sitting in the car. He's like, you take care of him. Jumps in the passenger seat and he's driving. Flicks the smoke. And he, like, no expression. Just keeps driving.
He's driving here.
This is radio.
Driving.
I just tell you that.
Yeah.
But
well, if they're watching, they could see it. But it was absolutely priceless. It was like... Chicken. No dialogue.
Fargo. Over to you, Chicken.
Fargo.
Who?
Oh.
Tell your joke.
Oh, no.
I think the chicken's outside.
Sirius.
That's no metro. All right.
Sirius.
It's a hot motherfucking day outside, and this piece of string goes walking into a bar.
Oh,
and he sits on a stool. And the bartender comes up and he says, "Hey, we don't serve string here. Get the hell out." So the piece of string, kind of disheveled-like and thirsty, goes back outside. And this black guy comes walking down the street. He's all jamming. He's cool. He's like, "Damn, man, this is motherfucking hot outside. You best be getting your ass inside and getting a beer." The piece of string looks at him and says, "Well, I tried that." But the bartender says, "Did he won't serve me because I'm a piece of string." And the black guy looks at him and says, "Oh, dog, okay, we got to fix you up, man." So he takes the hair pick out of his hair and, like, you know, starts poking around the top of the string's head and ties him a knot and all the rest of it and goes walking back inside and says, "All right, follow me in, sit down at the bar like everything's cool, and we'll get you a fucking beer." So the piece of string follows this black guy inside. He sits on the bar stool and says, "Hey, bartender, it's fucking hot outside. Why don't you give me a beer?" And the bartender pours him one right off the tap, slides it all the way down on the counter. The piece of string grabs it, slams the entire thing back, and pounds it back on the bar table. And the bartender looks at him kind of suspicious-like, says, "Hey, are you that piece of string that I just kicked out of here a little while ago?" And the piece of string looks at him and says, "No, I'm afraid not."
All that for that.
Yeah.
Your mic's not on.
And it can't come back.
That's power.
I'm going to play the Al interview. It's in the middle of a show. I don't have it sectioned out, so I'm going to skip through it.
Laugh or I'll drop my pants again.
Either way, we'd laugh.
Either way, we'd
So
that hurt.
So this will sound very strange as I'm looking for the interview.
Ding, ding,
here it is.
Ding.
In grocery stores now, the all-new...
That's one of the main justifications that people have for outlawing marijuana.
My interview us, and I really want to be interviewed by Wired. Just because I think that's the... and throw it out, or
they're
going
to send these assholes to...
We're genuinely
funny, they're all serious and stuff.
He's not here right now. You better run this in the bag, because I think he's really serious.
Bang.
You know, anyway, but, no. We
seriously.
Totally have that sound cued.
Oh, we should.
Hang.
We're going to get a sound cue for it happening in a big time way. Cause
eventually. I've got the computers
have it
ready
sampled
now.
Into a keyboard assigned to the different notes. And
you know,
I've talked to the keyboard.
Not half an hour ago.
Attractive.
That's danger.
All right, let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hi, this is Al Matthews from Americans for Purity.
Hi, Al. How's it going? How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time to do the interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, we've got a lot of listeners, and they're all posted the webpage to them, so they're taking a look at it right now.
Okay.
And we're just, to start off, we're just wondering what the webpage is about and what kind of message you're trying to put out there.
Who are Americans for Purity?
Yeah.
Well, there's about 100 of us, and our goal is to wage a war on masturbation, kind of like the war on drugs, and have the American government outlaw masturbation and have severe penalties for masturbation, just like we have for drugs. We have it pretty much patterned after the whole Nancy Reagan war on drugs thing, kind of a just say no to masturbation thing, zero tolerance for masturbation, that kind of thing.
Okay. So how did this all start, basically? Was it your idea, or was it somebody else's, or just a bunch of people got together?
It was a bunch of people at the church got together, and we were thinking about all the evils caused by masturbation. There have been some, you know, medical findings in recent years that have contradicted the old idea that masturbation is harmless, you know.
Right.
There's been evidence recently that when people actually are having sex with a person of the opposite sex, that there are pheromones that are released that
very true, yes.
Cause a reduction of ophthalmic pressure. There's this hormone called ophthalmostatin that's released when you're sexually excited that causes an increase in pressure in your eye, and it causes nearsightedness by causing your eye to grow from front to back, you know.
But how serious is that? Because people have sex normally, right?
Oh, but this is what happens when you masturbate. See, when you have sex, these pheromones prevent the ophthalmostatin from being released, prevent the intraocular pressure from increasing. So it's okay to have sex, but when people masturbate, it does terrible things to their vision.
This is why where the idea that masturbation will make you go blind comes from.
Oh, yeah, and it's totally scientific.
So there's usually there is some truth behind wives' tales. It started somewhere, right? So.
Right, yeah. And this is one of the reasons that we decided to oppose masturbation. Another one just being the fact that masturbation seems to be how people get started on lives of being, you know, sex offenders. That most sex offenders, you know, rapists, child molesters, and so on, start out by masturbating.
I've read some studies on that, and I have heard that, in fact, people who do masturbate are oftentimes child, you know, sex offenders.
But there is such a high high percentage of people who masturbate anyway. So it, just by sheer numbers, it would be that most sex offenders would masturbate and general public masturbates quite a bit.
Well, this kind of logic has been used to outlaw drugs in the past. People will point out that that most heroin addicts started out smoking marijuana. That's one of the main justifications that people have for outlawing marijuana. I think you could use similar logic there, you know.
Well...
Yeah, no,
somewhat. Most people eat food and breathe, too, right?
As a question, let's, I mean, the guy's got some scientific backing here.
Yeah.
Let's say that you had your way, American for Purity, got a voice, like either through Rant Radio or something like that, and you had a chance. How would you enforce it?
Well, we have, for one thing, we have a urine testing program that we've come up with. It turns out that when men masturbate or fornicate, that they're... their sperm is released, you know, through that, and if they don't do that, if a man doesn't have any kind of sexual release, his sperm ends up, a lot of sperm cells end up in his urine. Not all of them, but a number of them end up in his urine. So you can actually test a man's urine and tell whether he's either been masturbating or having sex. Now, if a man isn't married, he shouldn't be having orgasms, you know, by either method. So if he has, like, a low sperm count in his urine, that's a sign that he's been masturbating.
So a married man is pretty safe for masturbating, then. It's going to be pretty tough to get that guy.
Right. We're not going to even bother to do urine tests on married men because there would be no point to it. But, you know, we've had a lot of urine testing in the war on drugs. A lot of companies routinely test their employees. It's a real common thing. You know, people want to test high school students. Why not test them for masturbation while we're at it, you know?
So you're just saying that what we should do then is in high schools, we'll mandatorily do urine testing on all the men in the school.
That might not be a bad idea. I mean, they're already trying to do that. A lot of high schools would like to do that for their students for drugs. And, hey, if we could do that, why not do it for masturbation, too?
Well, I know a lot of sports coaches probably tell their star players not to masturbate or have sex because it decreases their intensity in the game.
That's probably a good idea, too.
And actually, also, how do you test for women? I guess that's a little bit harder.
There's no easy way to test for women, but we hope that we can enforce it. I mean, we have laws against sodomy right now that are completely impossible to enforce. Why not laws against female masturbation? One person suggested having police dogs go around and sniff women's fingers, but, well, we may do that, you know. We may actually have police dogs trained to go around and sniff women's fingers.
I wonder exactly how you'd train a police dog to do that. That would be some interesting training.
Yeah.
We haven't started that yet.
You know what you could do? What you could do is you could train somebody instead of a dog to go around and, you know, who's an authority, some ex-offender who would know, and that would be a way to do it.
Because they have smelling for armpits. I have seen that on television. It's truly bizarre.
That's true. Yeah, they have armpit smellers for odor.
For deodorant.
A godly man who was very strong in the church, who was a very strong Christian, maybe could handle a job like that.
Or someone who's already had.
Women's fingers to see if they've been masturbating. Maybe we'll do that.
Perfect job for somebody who's already had their head up somebody's ass for a very long time.
But in all honesty, okay, well, that's fair.
Okay. How far has this gone? I know you've got the web page up. Have you had any major backers, like in the government or just any at all?
I can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that. At the moment, the people that are backing us are trying to be quiet because of the controversy involved, but we're
right.
Well, popular enough, they'll reveal themselves.
Right, because it is a fine line between the general public's good and personal life, right? You always have to keep a fine line, a good balance between that. The general good or private, right?
That's right, yeah.
So just to ask, I'm going to – is it okay if I ask you a couple questions about this?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
First of all,
we're going to play the devil's advocate,
yeah,
advocate here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, well put. Now, doesn't this kind of just infringe more than a little bit on the American First Amendment rights and privacy and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we pretty much flushed the First Amendment down the toilet with the war on drugs anyway, so we're pretty much, there's not really much left of it at this point.
Oh, true, yeah, that's true. I mean, we practically killed that sucker, eh?
And we're not doing that much more damage to it than what's already been done.
We do agree that it has been flushed, a lot of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Have you ever actually listened to Rant Radio at all?
No, I've never listened to Rant Radio.
Okay. Another question I have for you is, on what grounds do you feel you have the right to try to institute this?
It's for the public good, because we think that it's going to cut down on crime, it's going to improve the general health, and it's going to cause a lot of people to go to heaven that otherwise would have been burning in hell.
Oh, I see. So this is about avoiding people burning in hell.
Well, partly do about avoiding people burning in hell, partly just for the public good. I mean, what right do we have to tell people they can't smoke marijuana in their own home?
Absolutely.
Very true.
Very true. We have no right to do that, in fact. As a matter of fact, in Alaska, it's legal. And if you look at Europe, actually a culture that's had a couple of, you know, 100 years more than we have in Amsterdam, they have legalized pot. And not only that, they've legalized prostitution, and their crime rate is very, very low.
Well, I think in Amsterdam, they might as well just start building an escalator to hell right now.
I see. So, but isn't it also true that basically, you know, people might actually listen to you and say that you're pretty much fucking insane, you know, like you're kind of nuts because you're sitting there telling people that you shouldn't be touching your own body. Like, does that not cross you as perhaps being slightly bizarre? And more than that, who the fuck do you think you are to tell people they're going to hell just because you're doing so with their own body and you don't fucking agree with? What kind of a fucking moron do you think you are? Because of people like you, there are witch trials. Because of people like you, there are book burnings and fascists. You are the kind of people that go into other people's fucking schools and take away children. You destroy families, and that is not a Christian ideal. You guys are the scum of the fucking earth. Why are you doing this? You think this is going to stop the war on fucking drugs? On drugs, you pinhead? This is going to have absolutely nothing to do with anything. All you're going to do is take away people's freedoms and set up a fascist state. Because of ideas like this, the Nazis occurred. And you think you're going to get this enforced? You think you're going to make this thing happen? You are so full of shit.
Well, that's really just nitpicking now, isn't it?
Nitpicking? You think it's nitpicking that you're invading people's private lives? That's nitpicking?
We don't have private lives anymore, man. The government's done away with all that long ago.
We can't just give up.
Give up on what? On private lives? You have a private life. Because of the same laws you are trying to destroy, you are able to publish the message that you are saying now. Do you realize that?
Well, that's great, you know. And even
so then you're saying then by doing this, you're cutting your own head off. You're destroying the laws which enable you to try to destroy the laws. You see the parallel that's made? That's insane. It's insane. It's not even Christian, man.
It doesn't matter to me. By the time
preach
we come into power,
John,
we don't need those
John.
Laws anymore. Those laws are for the people that aren't popular.
The laws are for what? The laws are for everybody. I mean, that's part of the American Constitution from the beginning. It's like one nation under God, blah, 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 right? But now it's all about freedom. You can't take away people's freedom just because you don't happen to agree with them. I mean, the same logic that says all gays go to hell, all fucking Muslims go to hell, all Jehovah's Witnesses go to hell, everybody but me and my white neighbors go to hell. That's exactly the kind of mentality you're breeding with this, and it does no good for anybody.
The people that go to hell are unrepentant sinners, and Jesus was very quick to rebuke unrepentant sinners, and that's all I'm doing is I'm rebuking unrepentant sinners.
You're rebuking? Yeah, but you're not Jesus, pinhead. If Jesus is going to send people to jail, that's fine. And what if you're wrong? What if there is no Jesus? What then? Then you put all these people in fucking camps. You've taken kid doorways off of kids' rooms. You're piss testing children, man. When do you draw the line?
Everybody's going to be in jail.
They're all being fucking jail. The prison state will happen to such a level that, I mean, there's going to be no one at church. There's going to be you, Jesus, and the cross. That's it. That's all it's going to be. And are you trying to tell me, in all honesty, that you've never jerked off in your entire life?
No, of course not.
Well, there you go. You're going to jail, too.
No, because I repented from my sins.
Oh, so it's a get-out-of-hell-free card. If I just show up and say, oh, yeah, okay, I watched Sylvia Saint, but I'm sorry. So you go to get your oral cleansing on Sunday, and then you're cool? No, man, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, because if you're an unrepentant sinner, you could be able to go and fuck little kids and then say, oh, well, yeah, but Jesus forgave me. And that doesn't work.
No,
that's why.
Actually, no matter what you've done, as long as you repent of it and ask forgiveness, you can go to heaven. That's all I want people to do is repent of masturbation and ask forgiveness, and they can get into heaven.
No. What you want to do is you want to put people in fucking jail for jerking off. That's what Americans for Purity is about. That is lunacy. You will never get this law to stick. And even if you do you have any idea the kind of... I mean, it's not just Christians who, like... Correct me if I'm wrong here, but aren't it all? Isn't it all the pro-lifers and all these guys who are, like, you know, firebombing people and, you know, taking out porn shops and taking these drastic measures to, like, you know, kill people that they don't happen to agree with? And by in trying to enforce these laws, you're putting people, innocent people, who have committed no crime in jail, man!
Well,
where is your head?
Fine when we make it illegal. They will have committed a crime when we make it illegal.
So you know what? What if we go back to Rome and we make being a Christian illegal, and then, because it actually makes more sense, because there's more evidence to make Christians illegal than it is to make jerking off illegal, because, you know, if it wasn't for you guys and, you know, and this kind of thinking, we'd avoided that whole Crusades notion and all that sort of idea. So being a Christian, we hereby make it illegal, and then all the Christians go to jail. Right? I mean, it's the exact same notion. These people aren't hurting anybody. They're not doing anything. If you don't agree with masturbation, hey, man, that's cool, okay? That's your right.
Go ahead and make Christianity illegal. Christianity thrives on persecution. We love to be martyrs. Make it illegal.
You love to be... Man, you're putting children in jail. Do you not see this?
And there's already all kinds of children being tried as adults and thrown in jail for smoking pot.
Do you think this is a good thing?
I think there's much better evils to go after in the world than something that somebody does in the privacy of their own home that doesn't even affect anything in the outside world.
Don't you think you would be better to dedicate your time rather than trying to stop
rapists or murderers?
Why don't you say, do a Christian thing and go up to some hookers on the street, take the hooker off the street, bring him into your home, give them food, give them water, and help them get back or right back on track. Don't you think that'd be a more Christian thing to do than, say, putting children in jail?
Well, maybe those people wouldn't be hookers in the first place if it wasn't for masturbation.
Well, let's say it was, and now they are.
Maybe there wouldn't be so many rapists and prostitutes running.
Yeah, and maybe if a fucking frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass hopping. That doesn't mean shit. You can't sit there and go on the maybes and, well, you know, I think he's a sinner, so we're going to go Americans for Purity and put people in fucking jail. That doesn't work, okay? Your whole thinking here is flawed. Where are you calling from? What state are you in?
I'm in Texas, of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Well, you got a lot of baggage to clean up there. I'd love to see this law tried to be affected in Texas. Holy cow. I mean, you guys would get shot if you tried to put that stuff up, man. The Texas people are crazy. Like, this is, I mean, I got to give you balls, man. You guys got, you got fucking brass cojones, man, to be trying this. I mean, I've long since respected, you know, fanatical people. I think it's great. I really do.
They got strong convictions.
They got some strong convictions, and they're going to make our kids into some really strong convicts. But the point is that you can't, like, I mean, and out of sheer respect for you, I got to say, wow, you are one crazy son of a bitch to be trying to do this. I mean, really, you must have had some very, very severe opposition that makes mine look, say, rather tame, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, Jesus told his followers to be persecuted, and I just laugh it all off. You know, I think it's funny when people oppose me.
Yeah, but it's not really funny when kids are in jail.
It's not funny when kids are masturbating, when kids are going blind and suffering from...
Would you rather have a child masturbating or a child in jail?
Liberal thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's a lesser of two evils. I'd rather have my kid masturbating than him be in jail behind bars for that.
Or you could just try to talk to your kids.
Would you rather have your kids smoking pot than be in jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Hands down right now. I've smoked pot, and I've masturbated. I'm a relatively well-adjusted individual.
Some would argue that, Sean.
Some would argue that. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, you got to think about it, man. Why not, instead of lying to your kids and trying to put them in jail and enforce them with all these totalitarian and somewhat fascist laws, why don't you just talk straight to your kids?
Now, that's funny that you call us fascists. Did you know that the first thing Hitler did when he came to power was he repealed the anti-masturbation laws of the Weimar Republic? And people call us Nazis, but we're actually going against what Hitler did when he first came into power.
No, actually, we call you Nazis because you want to put hundreds of people in jail for no good reason. That's why you're called Nazis, just so you know.
They'll go to jail if they quit masturbating.
Oh, I see, and if you know you're not Jewish, then you'll go to heaven. right? It's the same idea. I mean, Jesus, they're the Christ killers anyway, right? Why don't we just burn them too? You're a jerking off Jewish cunt. Get in that fucking box. Get in the box. Give me a break, man. I mean, you can. I mean, you sound like you're a very educated guy. You sound like you're a pretty bright guy. Do you have any university education? You sound like you do.
I've got a bachelor's degree in molecular biology.
You have a bachelor's degree in molecular biology. Don't you think that you could find something better to do with your time than try to put children in jail for jerking off? Don't you think? Maybe just kind of, you know, you sound like a bright guy. You got a bachelor's in molecular biology. You know, are you employed in that field?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I've talked this over with Jesus a number of times.
And he showed up, you had a beer with him and sorted it out?
Thing to do, this is the path he wants me to go down. And I'm not going to tell Jesus, no, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
Tell you what, have Jesus swing by here, he'll have a word with us. And if he swings by,
we'd love to interview him.
We'd love to. We'd get JC on the line. And I promise you that JC does not want you to put children in fucking jail, man.
I'm not going to tell Jesus, no, Jesus, I think I have better things to do with my time than what you tell me to do. No, I'm not going to tell Jesus.
You're telling me that Jesus told you to put children in jail?
If they masturbate, yeah.
If they masturbate, all children go to jail.
They should be tried as adults and put in adult jails, just like little kids that do drive-by shootings or shoot heroin or whatever. You know?
Little kids who shoot heroin and drive-by shootings.
So what are you in for? I'm in for shooting a cop. What are you in for? I'm in for masturbating.
Ooh, and everybody gets up and moves to another bench.
It could happen someday. That could happen.
That could, but long as there's an organization like Rant Radio and Cult in existence, we will oppose you right to the last day, man. I swear to God.
Well, at the moment, the First Amendment is still in effect, so you still have...
Thank you, Jesus.
Moment.
I like Jesus, but I'm scared of his followers. You know what I'm saying? Holy cow, man. I mean, okay, I think this interview has probably come pretty close to the end of the night.
Unless you want to say some more words, we'll let you close up with something you want to say.
Well, what I want to say is that it seems ridiculous right now that there's only maybe a handful of us, but remember that the abolitionists started out as a small movement.
The fascists, the Nazis started small. They were just guys in bars.
Yeah, they ended up almost taking over the world, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah. But see, then the free world killed most of them. Yeah, there was that whole thing that happened there. Sorry.
Let him speak.
The masturbation may have been the downfall of the Third Reich, because they, like I said, they legalized masturbation, which had been illegal before, and they started going downhill right from there.
Well, thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, thanks for talking
for the interview.
And if you wouldn't mind, could you say, because the name of our show is What the Hell, could you please say
What the Hell
and identify yourself.
It's all for masturbation or
something.
This is Al Matthews of Americans for Purity, winning the war on masturbation. What the hell?
Excellent. That is awesome.
Well, you got balls, buddy. I'll give you that.
Thank you for being on, and we're happy to promote you on the station.
You're going
to
need all the help you can get, son.
That was Al.
That was the mic that was.
There's
a lot of people haven't heard that.
Yeah. Good old Al. The classic.
Al Slade. I don't actually know. Drexel seems to think that Al was probably like a pro-drug guy who was doing all for the bedevilment. But the thing is like...
He just kept mentioning the whole drug war on drug, and it was such a parallel.
He did, but he could have been... But the thing is, he had like that whole Christian kind of, Jesus spoke with me, and this is the path of Christ,
yeah,
and all that kind of thing going on.
I think it was pretty funny. It was so over the top. I think that was just humor. Because
there are a lot of crazy people in Texas.
Yeah, but they
yeah,
don't...
Yeah, we are. I've been to Texas,
have,
man. That place is
they,
fucked up.
I don't think they have that good of a sense of humor. I mean, the guy was laughing, and He was laughing when you were getting mad a little bit. And
yeah.
And
have you seen their hair?
He didn't get real upset. And the stuff
when
he was willing to laugh
to
about,
big,
you know.
Like, everything, twice. Three times.
We've got to say Happy New Year to the people on the East Coast.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I guess we're pretty close to the end of the show here.
Yep. Well, it's over, actually.
Yep. Show's over. It's so over. We ended it with Al from American Spirit, which is arguably one of the top... fucking freak out interviews of the last year, arguably. .com girl, that was the first time you heard that. What's your take on that?
Oh, really? I think he was kind of pulling your leg a bit.
Oh, maybe, but it was...
I could understand. No, don't get me wrong. I could understand you believing it, because like you said, there's lots of Christian wackos.
You got to hit his website. You have to hit his website.
Read the website.
If he's tongue-in-cheek,
I can hear that.
he's too tongue-in-cheek.
Your microphone is off. Your microphone is off.
Yeah.
But what got me was when he said Texas, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's screwing around.
No, I don't think he was tongue-in-cheek, because if he was tongue-in-cheek, he would at least, he wouldn't do anything which could, you know, accidentally fool a senator and get, like, somebody behind his cause. I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, he's got...
I'd like to get Ronan Sariot's opinion on this.
Yeah, Ronan Sariot had never heard that before. What is your take on Ronan Sariot?
Well, as some of you may know, I spent several days down in Texas with Ronan Medic.
Yes, we did.
I have a picture of a billboard that we took. The fucking organization out of Texas believes, they paid for a billboard, if you fucking believe this. They believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that UN troops are going to invade fucking Texas and take over.
So and there's a 1-800 hotline
that we tried to call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got the photo.
We got the photo, we got the number, but we can't dial it because the 1-800 number is only effective in Texas.
So why don't you give it to all the Rant Radio listeners in the United States?
We should have some asshole...
And phone them
and
record it. Crazy. Yeah.
There's somebody that lives down in Houston.
Oh, fuck.
No, not Houston. Houston.
Houston.
They're kind of like French like that. They don't pronounce their H's.
They understand English, but they don't speak it, right?
Exactly.
any fucking nation of people or state of people that has signs on the restaurants and gas bars that says, please leave your firearms at the desk. Okay.
American by birth, Southern by the grace of God.
You want a fucking safe haven? Go to Texas, man. Fucking, if you don't have a gun, the people will give you one.
The fucking mayors walk around with a fucking six on their side.
I've heard there's towns in Texas where they're trying to make it illegal for someone to not.
No, there is a county that does exist now. It is illegal for you not to carry a gun.
What the?
Even furthermore? Seriously. Yeah.
Furthermore.
Okay, that's excessive, but I think everybody having a gun is good.
It gets better.
Forcing them to have a gun.
No, I said that's excessive. I don't think you should be able to force anyone to have a fucking job.
There's a county down in Texas that is a law, that after 6 o'clock p.m., you are allowed and justified to use deadly force to stop a misdemeanor crime. So some skateboarders hang on the wall and you can plug them with the .44.
I bet crime is loaded.
No way.
Crime
is
loaded.
I'm not kidding.
Back that up. I want to see, you know.
No, you know what? That's so fucking mental. I believe it's true.
I'm not saying it's not true. I just want to see the proof.
That's so American.
How about the episode of Cops?
That's like the defense.
That's apple pie right there.
The American defense of... For murder of he needed a killing still applies in a court of law. Why did you shoot him? He needed a killing.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Is this Jodath?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. What did you want,
Jodath?
What did you want to say?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, everybody on the East Coast.
Happy New Year, everyone on the East Coast.
You
must have
like 2 hours, right?
Three.
Oh, that sucks. Dang. All right.
Lots more celebrating time here.
Is Sean drunk or dead or unconscious yet?
No, I'm still sort of, I'm drunk, but I'm kind of here.
Oh,
he's sociable.
Did you get that logo thing for Half-Life?
Did I get the logo thing for Half-Life? No, I did not.
I sent it to your email.
I know you sent me an email saying that you were the guy who had done the spray paint designs and shit, and we're just working on that, but I haven't checked my email since about noon today. When did you send it?
I sent it, like, on Thursday or something. I sent it to Kennedy at Rant Radio.
No, you got to send it to SeanK@thecult.org.
Okay, well, I'll send it right now.
Do it again, bud.
All right.
Right on, man. Thanks a lot, eh?
What?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What?
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah.
He'll spill my booze again.
All right. So I guess that's it for this evening.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll be on every hour. Just at the end of the hour saying Happy New Year's and right up till midnight.
Okay.
Saying Happy New Year's.
Right
on. I think you should make it like a 15-minute, like 10-15-minute interlude beforehand and to build it up a little bit.
Oh, right. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see
I'm
going to
play shows in the meantime. Old What the Hell shows. So
awesome.
If you want to keep listening.
So if you want to keep listening, it'd be a good time.
Just listen in.
And if anybody that knows me, I'm Erase on ICQ. I had my entire ICQ completely destroyed.
Oh, that's right. What's your ICQ number?
I don't remember what my number is, but if you're on my ICQ and see me, just send me a message, and then I'll
okay,
ICQ was a real bitch to me.
Everybody in cult, Message erased. Okay? Book an order from John K. Patient Zero.
This is Jason, and if anybody knows me, they will know who I am.
Just message him. Everyone message him so he can have, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
Make him feel
no,
like
this is Ronan Sirius, Dad.
You know something else?
I'm here to give him a fucking spanking.
It's really cool. It's really cool. A lot of people know that when they join Cult, I publish their names, and about 200 people added their names to their RSCQ list.
Yeah.
That's a very powerful thing. Okay? So when you see new blood on there... Say hello. Make a habit of saying hello and sending and messaging them through ICQ list, because it's like 50 people showing up on your computer doorstep saying, hey, hi, how's it going?
Yep.
Thanks for joining. That's very cool. It's a very powerful tool, and a lot of people don't realize it. So keep doing that, because that's very fucking cool, and it makes people feel welcome, okay? So that's one thing I wanted to say.
Welcome to the front.
Welcome to the front. Back to the
back
front.
To the front.
You will die when I say you must die.
Back to the front.
All right, anyway.
Let's say bye-bye to the IRC.
Bye-bye to the IRC. Bye-bye to...
Bye-bye, IRC.
I can't even fucking see.
Echo.
Mr. Echo.
He's fucking snowblind.
Smokehouse. Shovel. Okay, Dark One's going to read it after Shovel.
Cinnabite Haze. I can't even...
Soul Raper, Jodath Morris, all Elite speak to.
Jin and Jin.
Oracle, Urbanite Type X.
Liquid Panty
River. Link RX, Adam Breaker One, Mrs. Echo, Miss Echo, Cinnabite Babs, Rooster, Cyber Samurai, Soul Trance, Crazy, Grinning Death, Marvy, Grounded Half Elf, Infaloop, Lathe, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Angel, Kozix, Doodle, Romeo Jr., Starway, Tenshi, Y2 Karma, Skaggy Bod, Red 5, Josh, studio audience, he's getting fresh with me, Sean K's all drunk, whoa at Kexler's, hey, whoa is at Kexler's, yeah, what is that, Strike Force Quo?
Strike Force Whoa, what on earth?
Is at Kexler's.
Right on!
And test subject.
Hey, whoa!
Dad and ASE.
I gotta list you guys, for all the what on earth guys who are listening, please message me. With your mandate on your IC, on your team, because we're going to be starting handing out missions to agents and to strike teams very, very soon. Just so you know.
Very
anyway.
Cool. And we'll go around the room, starting with Truxol.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And,
Happy New Year from Monkey Boy!
What?
No, he's fucking Mr. Straight Dick.
It's only
in
the beginning.
But .com girl, his potential, she's
on the sauce.
On the sauce.
I have to make up for Samarians not drinking.
She has to drink twice as much.
You got to hold him down. You got to hold him down and pour, like, all sorts of alcohol off of your body. You got to do that thing from Dust Till Dawn where he sucks on your toes.
Booze kisses.
Booze kisses. I'll get drunk off those.
Yeah, contact high. Little contact high.
Need to Happy drop, like, New Year from boozekisses.com girl.
This is Jason from Erase. I came in late. Sorry, kids. I'm here. And
you may
Sean, have. Please don't ever take your shirt off again in
know,
front
it's
of
so
me.
I know, so sad.
And tell your buff, the buff and the stuff,
months.
Okay?
In 3 months, we will have to do it again.
Okay, and you know, I'll be your personal trainer. I will.
You will.
I will. I'll be your personal trainer.
I'll stand there and eat a sandwich while you do.
That's
you.
Right.
I love you.
I'll
too,
drink
man.
My beer while you're doing
while
your
yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, this is Girl on the Left saying Happy New Year, and my New Year's resolution is to get myself a new pair of glasses. Shoot low, so I won't be disappointed.
And Ronan Sirius.
Ronan Sirius saying shoot low, they're riding Shetlands, and a very special shout out to Ronan Templar Knight.
Absolutely. Who is everyone is wondering where Templar Knight is. Ronan Templar Knight experienced a loss in his family. His father died right around Christmas. So
I feel that pain.
Yeah, that's really shitty. Yeah,
no, like seriously.
Yeah, your mom. Yeah,
yeah when I was
hey,
like six.
We're all thinking about you, buddy.
We're all thinking about. We're all here for you. Anything
Absolutely.
Anybody can do for you, you let us know, brother. If you happen to be listening, and if not, people can just send a condolence or whatever. Say, listen, we're here for you because the guy has like. He set up an underground lair for a cult, okay? He found an abandoned, like, subway tunnel and is starting to set it up as a safe house, okay? Like, the guy is, like,
He's so important to the organization.
He's a milestone. The guy fucking went and bought all the .com domains, like, the Clan Ronan domains, all that. Like, he did all of that. The guy is a fucking, like, icon, okay? So...
The guy is a pillar.
Yeah, really. You know, I'm proud to be part of an organization that he's in, so it's very, very cool. Over to 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Officially,
that's
I guess
why
in
I'm getting ill right now, I haven't been drinking nearly enough.
The source of that name.
2 hours and 40
2 years
minutes.
Ago,
2 hours and 40 minutes, it will be it'll be PVM 2001.
2001.
2.1.
Okay, and then we have Ronan Medic, who's been very quiet this evening.
Yes, well,
quite quiet.
I've been sitting back and enjoying the show.
Absolutely.
Up until the point you removed your shirt, of course.
And then all went bad.
Oh,
went
come
down.
On. Everyone here is going to... Everyone's going to touch themselves in the shower for the next 3 weeks.
I honestly think it went downhill when I
yes,
came
that's
in.
Right. We're going to touch ourselves in the shower for the next 3 weeks and think of you and stop touching ourselves.
Scrub your body really, really hard.
Al from Americans from Purity would be proud because no one is going to want to masturbate after this.
Absolutely.
On the flip side, everybody's going to want to touch themselves when they see that I dropped my pants again.
Wow, I just got a beer shower for me.
Wow.
Beer shower for free.
Okay. And then we got...
Christ, that was just raw.
All right, and then there's good night for me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, listen up, you guys. This year, every year, everybody makes New Year's resolutions, okay? And some people feel really bad that they don't get to keep their New Year's resolutions. But there's one thing you got to know, okay? What is important is that you...
Sean will be buff in 3 months.
No,
that's
well,
what's
important.
That's
Sean
what's
is
important.
Buff in 3 months. But more important than that, people need to keep making resolutions. People need to try to improve themselves. People need to try to keep trying. If you failed on all your other New Year's resolutions, you failed on everything else you've done, and you feel like shit... Keep trying. You got to keep trying. Fall down 9 times, get up 10. That's the way the fucking world works. If you give up, if you throw in the towel, if you decide that you're not good enough, strong enough, fast enough, whatever, then you're fucked, and they really have won. So as long as there's breath drawn in my body, as long as there are people out there willing to fight, as long as there's people out there cracking wares, selling cracks, putting cracks up for free, distributing software, as long as that happens, the dream of cult will never die. And that is the point I want to make for this New Year's. Make sure you just keep fucking trying. Because technology is nothing more than the manifestation of man's will. And once we manage to achieve the will, there's nothing that can stop us. All right. So, and also, from Dark One, she wants to say
Dark
goodbye.
One.
Well, Sean said it all.
Your sentiments, exactly.
Have a good night and a great New
Year. Cult will never die.
And no one ever talks to the Dark One because they think they're all scared of her. So everyone message Dark One and say hi.
Everyone.
Everyone say hi.
It was the browbeating.
And if anyone and if anyone goes and hits on Dark One, I'll cut your fucking hands off.
And you wonder why no one talks to her.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
You're allowed to say H-I.
And then we have...
No capitals.
And then we have...
Sumerian.
Ronan Sumerian, who's very
Ronan
cute.
Sumerian.
Ronan Sumerian. He's a vegan. He can't be a Ronan.
Come on, come on. Oh,
get
away.
Come here. Back. He's a vegan.
Come on. We'll have Slash movies. We'll have Slash
oh, they're gone.
Fantasy. Somebody write a Slash fantasy
I'm
about Ronan Sariette and... it's a weevil. He'll wobble, but he won't fucking fall down.
I deleted them.
Oh, yeah,
I've
been having some fun tonight.
Tomato.
I'm sorry. I'm all out of everything. But there's lots of spiced rum in this banana smoothie I just made.
Ooh, banana smoothie. And this is Sumerian, and we're going to be playing old shows.
Holy fuck.
Hey, one more thing.
Much?
One
What's
more thing.
It? Yes?
A very special shout-out also to fucking Smokehouse, who's all alone tonight.
Yep.
Because
his friends left him there.
Because his friends fucking bailed on him. So, Smokey, you're not alone.
You shouldn't have killed all his friends. You shouldn't have killed all his friends.
Yeah, no, he had to learn the lesson.
No, no, in all honesty, Smokehouse is the shit. I mean... A lot of people, you know, they say, oh, why is Smokehouse the chosen one and shit like that? And Sean's got his little fucking inner clique of people and shit. No, there's people who understand what the vision of cult is. Those people are people like fucking Chaos. They're people like, like Marius even. These guys like Soylent, who don't really have a clue. And then you have guys like fucking...
No Deal.
TK, No Deal, APOC, fucking kudos to APOC. All these guys who've gotten behind the cause, and they know what the cause is all about. And these guys are fucking amazing. They're mighty people. And I'm for the first time in my life, I'd be totally comfortable if I got hit by a bus tomorrow because I know that somebody else would pick up the torch, and that somebody would be Smokehouse.
Yeah, and somebody kill that fucking bus driver, too.
I'm sure that bus thing could be arranged.
I think you'd be very comfortable if you got hit by a bus, but it didn't kill you, and you're all,
I'm
like,
really sure that I'm sure that bus driver would have all sorts of people giving him all kinds of shit. For
hey, you know what? 10-1 fucking Uncle Dak could be on that bus, too, eh?
This is why Uncle Dak is not in cult. Okay. G-S-O-D. Okay, baby. So that's
and
it from
we
us.
We are out
hey,
of here.
Having Happy New Year, and you know what? It can only get better.
And we'll be back
never
here.
Never beat until you choose it.
We'll be back in about 45 minutes saying Happy New Year to people in wherever that is.
All right, buddy.
Toronto.
No. No, that, what, Toronto's right now. Mountains. Mountain.
Okay.
Mountain and
whoever
then Central
mountain.
And then Pacific.
So if you're in Toronto, Happy New Year.
Yeah, if you're in Toronto, Happy New Year.
Toronto, Toronto. Central, well, Mountain,
Toronto.
And then Pacific.
Okay, bye-bye.
Center of the universe.
All right.
The line sucking off the DJ. I like Trophy 2. Red Radio.
Okay, we are back for anybody who's listening. It is pretty close to midnight in Central Time Zone, I believe. What the hell's that noise?
I have no idea.
Is that you pulling on that, or... It just started up. No, oh, it's changing it. Unplug it. No, not that. Whoa! It's getting really bad. Get your headphones. Turn them off. They're off now? I don't know what that is. Oh, okay. Much better!
Yay!
So everyone's celebrating in the other room. We're listening to one of the guys' albums. And they're all kind of busy. Oh, I've got it in like one ear.
Oh, hey, we have
some seconds left.
We don't have a very good watch for this.
No, we needed to synchronize. Oh, this is crazy.
We don't need to do a countdown. We can just wish the people in the Central Time Zone.
Yeah.
So I think we're
some
a minute.
Sort of,
I think we got a minute for the
great happy 2001.
Who's it?
They probably already had it, but let's see.
Are we live again?
Yeah, we are live
yes,
again
are live.
For a couple minutes. Up. Happy New Year!
And for anybody who's still listening,
like cutting out.
Now we got 45 seconds left.
So pretty much everyone's still here. 45 seconds left. Okay, that's good. This is like totally cutting out.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, that's on.
Good.
So we got Medic in the room. And
we got
Drex
30 seconds before
man.
Central Time is in the new year and into the real new millennium.
The real one.
And I'd just like
the
to
one,
say
one
more time before that happens that my mic's not loud enough.
It's pretty loud. It's pretty loud.
It's Uncle Dax's mic, and you still have problems?
That's not your mic.
I obviously must be the operator.
Well, Dax's mic isn't loud enough.
I think it's plenty loud.
I can hardly hear myself.
I wish I had your problem.
So we're having a great old time here.
And
out
in the oh my God! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
That was very excellent. I'm sure that they were all quite happy. They sat and waited for an hour
for
to hear us say Happy New Year
I'm sure
in Central Time.
They were very happy about that.
It was so exciting.
Well, would you rather have us or Dick Clark?
Yeah, we're way better.
Sean Kay out here for you again, but
he's a little
sort of holding court in the studio audience area, and he's probably too drunk to actually stand up at this point. So.
It wouldn't be good putting him back on a microphone.
No.
It wouldn't be entertaining.
Be
just embarrassing for him.
Bad.
Hey, did you find those promos? You find them and you put them back on.
I don't
on.
Know which ones they were that you
okay,
wanted
okay, you
to
talk.
Do.
I'll find them.
Okay. I'll put it on so we can do a search.
But in the meantime,
there you go. Just do
meantime,
a search. Type
Happy New Year to
everyone
out there from Ronan Medic. Anyways,
yep. Now we've still got 2 hours to go.
For ourselves, yes, that is
for ourselves.
True.
And this will be the last.
That belching sound, of course, came directly from the center of projectile vomit, man.
Oh, that's great, and that explains the green haze that has now filled the room. It was very nice of you to share that story with the rest of the studio audience of how you earned your nickname. That was very thoughtful and classy, and it seems as though Jason from Eraser really appreciated it. As he ran screaming from the area you were
We have part of it on video.
Oh, do
part
you
of
know?
It, not the projectile part.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
But we have
yes,
the leftovers, some on
the
wall,
and
some
the
on the floor.
Shoes
and the shoes, that. Yes, got the shoe part.
You have to get the shoes.
And the inability to stand up, the moaning, the...
Yes.
Just killing
grabbing people's
of.
Legs randomly...
As we drop you off and leave you for dead, yes.
Roll them up in a blanket.
But
put them at the side of the road.
I was apparently fairly entertaining for most.
Oh, quite.
Oh, from
the camera was on you
well,
quite a bit.
I was stuck working that night, so I missed all the fun. It was kind of depressing.
Got it all on video, if you ever want to see
I've
it.
I've seen parts of it on video, yes.
Okay.
Not all of it.
It's not amazing, but it's not bad.
There you go. Are we queued up there, Sim,
one.
Or are we...
Yeah, we're almost queued up. I think we've got... Is that what we wanted to do? Okay, I'm not playing that one yet.
Oh,
so
okay.
We are ready to start again. This is October 1st's show after Protect the Children, T-shirts, and Mbop. And you're listening to the What the Hell New Year's 2-Year Anniversary Special. And
Happy New Year!
I'll be back in an hour to wish the people on in Mountain Time Happy New Year at our time, 11 p.m. And then
the real Happy New Year.
The real
in
2 hours.
Well, for
you know,
us,
we're important.
For the real people in the real time zone.
California,
and
Oregon, Washington.
And anybody who's left over after that, well, fuck you, because we don't care anymore.
Too
bad for you, Alaska.
You're on
Alaska's
into the far east.
That's where Echo is, so we have to at least...
No.
Well, you know, we'll wish him a
try.
Sorry,
Echo.
Sorry, we'll
Echo,
think
we
of him.
Suck it up, troop.
We're thinking of him now. We'll think of him at 1 o'clock.
We wish you well, but we won't actually be around at, like... Midnight your time.
Say Happy New Year
we'll
to
be
Central
too drunk
Time.
Or asleep.
Happy New Year to Central Time! Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, we're out of here for another hour.
We interrupt this broadcast.
Once
so
again.
So we're back again. Another
scrolling
hour has passed.
Through the time zones with Rant Radio.
And what is it now, Mountain?
And the ball is dropping yet again. Oh, we dropped the ball.
What is it, in Alberta now?
It's in Alberta now.
Alberta.
Hey,
Happy New Year, Happy!
The Mountain Time Zones.
Mountain Time Zones, right down there. Where does Saskatchewan fall in? Does
I
that
think
fall in?
Central.
I guess it depends. Well, it falls there every year because...
It's out there in the prairies. Who cares?
We'll just... is that on? I can't tell.
Is this on?
It makes
on.
Me feel better
there,
holding
yes,
it.
Yes, you're on.
It's phallic.
He's on.
It's phallic. Touch it. Touch
of course,
it.
Of course, that's the one you're holding there that's never loud enough.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a sacred microphone, if you will. The girl on the left is kicking my ass in strip go fish.
Yeah, except for nobody has their clothes off
they're
yet.
They're both
so this
fully
is much
clothed.
Strip.
We have fertile imagination.
Yeah.
They catch up
mind.
Later.
Just like the radio listeners who would if we hadn't said anything, you didn't have the webcam.
This is all imaginary.
They write down the scores and catch up later.
Okay, well, where's my hand?
Three, no, it's too late. You'll have to catch the next round.
Catch the next round.
Do you want to deal Lorraine? Okay, ante up.
We got some
count your clothing. Oh yeah, do the laces count?
I'll see your clothing and raise you an empty Dr. Pepper.
All he wants are the pants.
My song.
I'm
wearing it backwards.
I'm frightened yet strangely excited.
You can wipe your tongue at me, but mine's gonna look way better than yours.
Possibly.
She can click her tongue against her teeth. Click, click, click. And, yeah, we're on the air, and I think it's New Year's almost. I have no idea.
No, let's do an imaginary countdown.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Wow, that was anemic.
Yeah, they're not going to notice.
Maybe next year we'll do a 24-hour Happy New Year. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
For every time zone. Who has the last time zone?
I think it's
Alaska.
No.
No, Alaska does. Alaska
Hawaii.
And Hawaii.
Well, it's green mean with
Alaska
time or whatever it is. And it's
us.
The one just to the right of that, right?
Something
to
like
the east.
That. I think, it, you know, there's. I think Alaska's, there must be some little tropical island in the middle.
Oh, you mean in the part of North America?
Because Australia
Japan gets it after.
Yeah,
Japan gets it after. It's not New Year's there yet.
Yes, it
no,
is.
It already,
it
already
has
been. They're on the other side of the dateline. The dateline's in the middle of the Pacific.
Is it?
Yeah, Australia and Japan.
Do you remember the big the year 2000 TV thing they were going around? They started in New Zealand with Kiri Te Kanawa.
Okay.
Last year, some little island made a big deal of being the first island to get the sun of the
millennium.
Too bad they can't count.
We were this close to caring at the time.
That close.
You know, this close.
But we were really safe.
The webcam can't see it, but this damn close.
Now, there you go, that close.
Right, that close there. Crowd.
but we were really safe last year. We were the last, pretty much the last technologically enabled cities. Yeah, we went, they blew up. Shut everything down.
And yet in Vancouver.
Hey, wow, look, CNN just went dead.
Turn everything off. Just to be safe.
Like, all right, everybody, turn back your computers to 1997.
And yet, in Vancouver, they managed to shut everything down and not actually have any kind of celebrations or party. Or
yeah, block off.
It was canceled first night and everything.
Oh, it was so lame seeing it on TV. It was just like, wow, look, there's a firework
One firework, and then they switched over to another city.
Yeah,
can anyone tell me why
we're
losing all the cool stuff?
You should have seen the people on TV.
You should have seen the festival.
You should have seen the. You should have seen the people that were that like the they had like the people on the major broadcast because they have the you know the news anchors sort of doing mediating the broadcast. By the time it rolled around to Vancouver, they were just like you could tell
they didn't care.
Fucked and they wanted to go home. It was just like, well, local time, it's fucking 3 or 4 in the morning.
Now all we gotta do is wait for them. Damn Hawaiians. Oh, yay, wee! Balloon!
Balloon!
It's the best noise to come out of Enki all day.
Thank you, Enki.
Oh, you strapped it up.
Humorous interlude.
Oh, that's it, Enki. Blow.
Blow, Enki, blow, Enki, blow!
Blow! Like you mean it.
So that worked in the other room? He's concocted.
He's an engineer, folks.
He's got one of those.
Which means he's got
New Year's blowy things, and he's attaching it to a balloon. Whee!
Sounds like you just sacrificed one in the other room.
It's
a bad bagpipe. So you need like ones with different tones to cut them off, right? Kill it, kill it, put it out of its misery.
Life is sweet here at Rant Radio.
We have entertainment throughout the night.
Hooray. So, like, Happy New Year to all you
Happy
people
New
in
Year.
Alberta.
And we're going to play another show.
Like Elfers and Malkav and Marius. And
oh, you know
Pluto.
All the people in
Pluto!
Their time.
Pluto!
That's pretty good. You know all the time zones of
hey,
people
Matt,
in the
I'm
time
in there
zone.
Entirely too much for my own good.
Wow, no kidding, huh?
And now
well, I guess you know because you talk with them and then you know what time they...
This room, it's just... It's you know,
it has the funk of despair and futility about it.
Yeah, it's going to be different moving into a new room with actual, you know, ventilation
microphone.
And stuff. We'll miss that nice
microphone.
We're going to be...
Work
when
it,
we move
it,
into
baby.
The new area, it's going to be different. We're going to be missing that funky, yeasty aroma that we've come to associate with.
The couch
the
is cramped
entirely
quarters.
New funky,
true.
Yeasty aroma.
It'll
no,
be just more airy.
Ventilation.
Oh, yeah. It'll just be a bit more airy.
No.
We'll
Oda Kennedy is much is something else entirely.
No, you don't even want to know.
No.
Oda Kennedy, man.
Kennedy is right there. All you have to do is warm that cushion up.
Oh yeah.
And you've got Oda Kennedy.
This
thanks,
is
Enki.
His cushion.
Liquid Kennedy.
Liquid Kennedy.
Oh, no,
Liquid
dry.
Kennedy.
So we're gonna play from November 28th last year.
Yay.
Here's a show, whatever it's worth.
Bye guys.
And we'll be back in about an hour.
An hour.
We interrupt this for the real New Year's on the Pacific.
Yay.
Pacific time zone.
Yay.
It's almost time. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. There's a few of us left.
I'm supposed to say hello to Nomad Half-Elf again, because she wasn't listening the first time I said her name.
Jeez.
Bad Elfers!
Those
bad!
People.
Vampire test subject!
It's very cool, because I put in the tape and it's still recording. It's a 6-hour tape, so...
The video?
Very cool. Yeah, the video. It's almost done, though.
So you get
though.
To see everybody coming in and out of the room.
That's right. In and out the whole time. So if anybody did anything bad in this room, it's captured on videotape.
Ooh!
Yes.
Quoth and Enki are on the tape.
Oh, really?
Woo-hoo!
Hey, there's a great way to raise money for the station.
Yes. Bribery?
Yeah, anybody have a good idea for a soundtrack for the Quoth and Enki hour?
Yeah, he's a local boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Langley. He's Ron Jeremy, Langley born and raised.
Really?
Who's Ron Jeremy? Oh.
Really?
Really? Langley? You lie.
Fat, cocked Iranian guy in Langley?
No, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Harry, fat, cocked Iranian guys were raised in Langley.
Looks Iranian.
Is he Iranian?
Yeah, that's isn't that his nationality?
No,
well, he has parents' nationality.
Well, maybe.
Is he Jeremy Harris? Nomad Jarrell must say that she is
no,
not familiar with Ron Jeremy.
Oh, well.
Really
that speaks volumes.
You're talking about Ron Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Bad image, bad visuals. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No prawn?
No prawn. So let's pretend it's New Year's now, I guess.
Can we count? Do we get the countdown?
Can we count down?
Yeah, we got to do the countdown.
I can't hear you.
We have no.
Must check the breast clock. Oh, it says 12 o'clock.
Okay, can we pretend to count down?
2 minutes.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Woo! Happy New Year to everybody!
Wow.
I'm getting covered in red stuff. Vampire test subject. Hello, darling.
Yay!
Wow, well, now we just created a big fucking mess.
All right.
Isn't that what New Year's
for? New Year's is just for kissing. Oh, God, Drex, thanks. I didn't mean to see him make out with a monkey, man.
Come on, control that tongue.
Oh, jeez, they just hit the wall.
Soul Trance
is kissing the monkey.
So we flush another year gone.
Another year gone. Yeah, you can have my paper stuff, too.
Pang, pang, pang.
Pang.
The watching thing is a hoax. It was
nothing happened.
Hoax.
Look, the lights didn't go out.
Yeah, look, the computers are working. You're all listening, aren't you? We're just fine.
Except for you. Except for you.
Hey, the phone's ringing. The phone's ringing.
Somebody bring in the phone.
Except for you poor Luddites out there who set your computers back a year last year just to be sure.
Now it's 2000.
Time to do it again.
And now you forgot.
No, they had to set it back like 14 years or something just to be on the same schedule. What's going on?
Who is it?
Can we put on speaker? Or nobody there?
It's nobody.
Oh, well, you couldn't wish us happy.
We always
anyway.
Wanted to hear nobody.
We like nobody.
Nobody ever calls.
Yay.
Nobody always calls.
Nobody always calls.
So we'll say goodbye again. Until next year. Oh, it is next year.
It is next year.
Too late for that joke.
So what is it, like 6 days and like 10 hours?
Oh, yeah, 6 days and 10 hours or something.
Next show is going to be interesting because
yeah.
It's going to be like
16
okay,
hours.
It's most of us don't know how the fuck we're getting to the new studios.
That's right.
And importantly, where we're going to park.
It's
in Tawasin, which is like way the hell and gone.
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes.
Sim's moving a butt fuck nowhere.
20 minutes, more like 40.
20.
40.
20.
There we go.
Oh, there goes the phone again.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Music.
Prophet Music.
Music.
You barely got that out, huh?
Yeah. Are you guys still on the line or what?
Yeah, we're still on the air. You are on the air. You're the first caller of 2001. How do you feel?
Yeah, so the second thing, first, yeah.
Yeah, all that. All that in a bag of cats.
Sure beats the hell of getting electrocuted.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Were you in line to get electrocuted?
Oh, no, that was last year. 12:01 a.m. Stuck my hand in one of those electric socket things.
Oh, boy. That's not a way to celebrate a new year.
Stuck your finger where?
In an electrical socket or something.
In an electrical socket. That's not the smartest thing to be doing there, Music Honey.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
I can think of a better way that you could get your kicks on New Year's, that's for sure.
So what time zone are you in?
Saskatchewan.
Okay, that crazy Saskatchewan
year,
time that never
months,
changes.
2 hours ago.
Yep. No, they're not crazy.
They're smart.
Insane. That's the way it should be.
No daylight savings time.
That's great.
It's much simpler, except for Saskatchewan, because they're out of sync, and they have to think about, when's my TV show on? I don't remember.
Is that an hour ago, or was it an hour?
Or did I miss it
2 hours
ago?
Yeah, 2 hours ago.
Okay, did you have anything to say, or you just wanted to phone up?
I was trying to get in for 3 hours ago, because it was still my birthday at that point. But
then...
Happy birthday, Music!
Happy birthday. Minus one. Well, what's that noise?
That would be
midnight? Or it'd be pager or something cool like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's my mom saying.
Okay, well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, I might as well get that.
Happy birthday to Music yesterday. Happy birthday to Music yesterday.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, cool.
Yay!
We're out of here now. And it's still taping, which is very cool.
Have you ever watched Schindler's List yet?
No, I haven't watched Schindler's List yet. I think I have to cross a couple of those off, but not many. That's something to do. That's my resolution. Watch Schindler's List this year.
Oh, a good uplifting movie.
You only need 3 hours, like half a shift.
3 hours, half a shift. Yeah, I'll bring it to work. We'll watch
at
work.
Just don't forget the
God
warm.
God damn, I wish you were lying.
Just don't.
We have our own room now.
Just don't forget the warm bowl of water and the razor blades to go along with it.
Yes. All the.
On pay-per-view or actually rent the DVD?
Oh, I don't think I have
Why
DVD
would he
player.
Rent it? Where, look at your
That's right. We'll just order
it.
I don't think it'll
Can't
be on.
Just
TV.
Like download it or something.
Oh, no more calls.
No more calls.
Okay, real quick.
Come on, answer it.
Real quick.
Answer it.
Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who's this?
Vampire Test Subject.
Yay, Test Subject.
Test Subject.
I'm only calling in for Terrell.
Aw, aren't you
I know,
sweet.
Just for you, Terrell.
Thank you. I love you.
I know. I'm totally drunk, but I'm still continuing the drinking.
All right, always continue the drinking. Never stop the drinking.
Says, yeah, and Kexler's just drunk.
Drunk. Kexler says drunk. All right, Kexler.
He's holding onto the wall. I think he's going to fall over or something. I don't know.
Yeah, hold onto the wall. It won't fall.
Yeah.
Only weebles and wobbles.
Well, I'm just calling in for sits and giggles. And, you guys are going to be on.
Oh, we're shutting her down, I think.
Yeah, after this call, I'm turning off the phone so we don't hear it and be inclined to answer it again.
But anyway, I just thought I'd call in because I'm totally drunk and demanding.
Okay,
Woo!
Cool.
Thanks, Test Subject.
Thanks for phoning in. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, phone's off.
Alrighty.
Okay, we will see you next week in the new studio, and it looked different and bigger, and there'll actually be room for the camera to be able to pan back and have everyone on camera.
Wow.
Hopefully.
Wouldn't
Maybe.
That be a novelty?
So we'll see you next week, hopefully, barring any craziness. And we're out of here for this year.
Bye.
Last year. See ya.
Farewell.